Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking.
Uh-huh. Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
I thought we were doing.
No, espérate.
Are we speaking?
We are now recording. Hey! Welcome to Mamas and Merlot, guys. Yay!
Hello.
Ching, ching.
Ching. Again, welcome to Mamas and Merlot. My name is Vanessa, and today we're recording from. Oh wait, with me is Stephanie.
Hello.
God, my intros are awful. And Christy's not here with us today, so we have a very, very special guest.
We're recording live from the studio of
Indiana Jones.
Yay!
She's back, bitches.
Yay! Yes. My favorite holiday.
We're recording from a different location in her house, so the sound is better.
A little bit.
I'm trying to be. Indiana Jones Backlot Studios.
We wanted to have Annie on this specific episode.
What is it called?
The commissary.
The commissary.
We wanted to have her on this specific episode because this is our Halloween episode. And we thought, what better episode to have Annie on, the queen of cosplay, than to have her on
our
the queen
our
of
Halloween
crafting
episode.
And the queen of cosplay. Her house is all fucking decked out, you guys. It's like the haunted mansion
Instagram.
In here.
We posted a really cute picture of her living room.
Beetlejuice setup. That's like the coolest shit I've ever seen.
And my video is on YouTube to learn how to
fucking Halloween goals, you guys.
Yay. Yes, it is.
Thank you.
The house looks amazing. So thank you so much for having us here.
You're such liars.
Listen, you could have just kept your mouth shut. You could have just kept your mouth shut.
On the floor.
Nobody would have known anything.
It's gorgeous. It looks
like amazing,
the haunted mansion in
here. Yes.
There
it's
you
like
go.
She made us dinner. Uh-huh. These amazing meatballs. Tell us what. Okay. Guys, I cannot get over these fucking fried green beans. They taste amazing. And they're from the freaking dollar store.
This is how Annie
store.
Gets her kids to eat their vegetables. She fucking fries them.
Yes.
But they're from the dollar store.
Baked. They're baked. Okay, so what I made was a full meal. So we had meat.
Appetizer style.
Appetizer style. Meat potatoes and, tapas. Meat potatoes and green beans. So we had fried green beans, but they weren't fried. They were baked. And then we had gnocchi. Mm. Potato gnocchi with, what is that called?
Pesto
sauce. Oh, crap. Sorry.
It's okay.
And we're not even drunk yet.
I had cinnamon liqueur glazed meatballs.
So
they're spicy because of the cinnamon, but they're sweet because
really,
of the
really
cinnamon.
Good. Did you make the glaze yourself?
Yes, I made the glaze myself. Would you like to see the liqueur?
No, we believe you.
We believe you.
And then afterwards, we'll have a little bit of cinnamon ice cream with Bailey's.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about our wine
keep
real
drinking?
Quick.
Yes. All right, cool.
Yes. Let's talk about our wine real quick. Since this is our Halloween episode, we found a spooky wine because our guest likes white.
Spoopy.
Spoopy.
We got to talk about spoopy.
We'll talk about spoopy. So we wanted to go with a spooky wine. We are drinking a Phantom Chardonnay because Annie likes whites. And, we try to cater to our guests because, it's a Boggle. We've had Boggle before.
I don't know what that means.
The vineyard.
Okay.
A couple episodes back.
It's, it's a game too.
It is. I mean, I know that,
but let me look it up because I know we've had Boggle.
There's a vineyard named Boggle.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It was recently. We had.
Wasn't that the name of the dwarf in like Labyrinth?
Episode 39.
I haven't seen Labyrinth in 60,000 years, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you guys go back to episode 39 of Mama's and Merlot, we had a Boggle.
Labyrinth is the one with David Bowie, right?
Yeah.
With his, like, fucking dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You should watch it.
We should.
Yeah.
Just for David Bowie's penis.
Yes.
Okay. Listen,
it was magical.
I thought you were going to call me a dick.
It was magical.
It's magical. You need to watch that shit.
It as magical as A Neverending Story?
Yes, it was more magical because it was David Bowie.
Yeah, I'm a grown-up, so...
No, get over it.
There's a bunch of movies that Vanessa never saw as a kid, though, that she...
Trauma.
Now when she watches them as an adult, like, she doesn't get it.
Doesn't have the
magic. So, like, she saw The Neverending Story as an adult, and it was just like...
You didn't cry?
Nope.
No.
My husband
says... She doesn't cry when Falcor dies. Like, what kind of soul is... I don't have a soul. What kind of soulless creature doesn't cry when Falcor dies?
No.
Game recognized game, right?
Game does recognize game.
Jeez. Do you cry for Game of Thrones at least?
Yeah. Not Game of Thrones.
I don't cry for Game of Thrones.
I cry for This Is Us every.
Oh, there you go.
I don't cry for This Is
Us. This
because
is
she's soulless.
This is us.
There was something I was watching the other day that I was like, I don't normally cry, but I feel like if I did cry, this would be the appropriate place to do it.
And you were watching Trump, sweetie. I'm sorry.
Hashtag too real.
I can't remember what it was though. I was watching Outlander, and I was like, oh, it was the episode where, like, it was the whole thing with his son, and I was like, and David was, like, in tears, like, sobbing, and I was like,
you went to On Your Feet, and you cried there.
Oh, but musicals is one of the parameters where I allow myself
there.
To cry. Have you seen On Your Feet?
No, I don't like Gloria Estefan. I'm one of the few cuties.
I'm leaving.
Get out.
I don't like her. Her voice is nasally. Her voice is nasally. I don't like her.
She's a it, sweetheart. Like, all the way to the door.
No, she's a sweetheart human being. I just don't like her voice. That's it. I'm sorry.
Listen.
I'm sorry. I am sorry.
I'm not leaving because this is my podcast.
So you're going to have to leave to your house.
Look. I'll make it brief then, since I know that you're not a Gloria fan. I think that even if you're not a Gloria fan, though, it's so Cuban, and it's so, like, everybody's okay. Cuban story, especially in the scene where they do Mi Tierra, that, like, my husband said it best. He's like, I feel like I want to go get the Cuban flag tattooed on my dick right now. So it's especially Act One is like it's everybody's story of like leaving Cuba and like that whole thing. So for that alone, you might enjoy it even if you don't love her voice or her songs or whatever. Yeah. Like
that was one of the things I didn't like about the 80s was like her.
But it's voice. and
because you remember I was like Cure and Morrissey and you know Susie and the Banshees. So like
she was emo.
I was so emo.
It wasn't emo back then. It was goth.
But see, it was goth. Yeah, but back then it was like all I could do.
And then they do talk a lot about like Miami in the '80s and like all the clubs that they used to play.
And the drugs and the drogas.
No, they didn't talk about that.
Oh yeah, right. Well,
of course not.
Helped.
It's
that helped.
Right. But anyway, On Your Feet was really good.
They didn't do Scarface in the middle of the show.
No.
That would be hilarious.
No. Scarface the musical.
Scarface the musical, people.
Oh my God, Annie, I just had an idea for a video. Scarface the musical.
But did you see my Scarface?
Yes, I did.
Was he not wonderful?
He was great.
He was great.
No, but David and I were talking. We took Ubers
Scarface
on the way to and from the show.
I'll bleep it out so you can do your Indiana Jones video before somebody like takes the idea.
Yeah. Yes, I think we should do
it. We decided to splurge a little bit, number one. And number two, I didn't want to like deal with parking downtown because it's like a fucking disaster. Yeah. So we decided to
took
like
the train?
Well, no, we Ubered.
Oh, you Ubered.
To and from. And it really wasn't that much more because it wasn't that much more because parking down there is at least $20.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
And it was $20 to Uber and $20 back. So we really only spent an extra $20.
That's not bad.
To be honest. So it wasn't that crazy. But on the way back, we were like, you know, nobody has written like the old Havana, like pre-Batista musical. And that would be a great fucking show. Yes. Like a Copacabana club musical.
Yes.
And I think that would be like a great show. So well, I had like, a whole idea. Let's do it.
I had a whole idea of a series. Maybe I shouldn't say it here.
Somewhere. Maybe not.
I just don't have the
time. No one listens to us. No, worry.
Okay. Well, the whole, I had a, because you know, everybody likes the stuff.
It's just us and our friends that listen to this. Don't worry.
I've noticed.
And apparently people who don't like us.
Yeah. Everybody. Haters.
People in Dubai.
Hi,
guys. No one in Dubai is going to write this musical, so that's fine.
No, but could you imagine? My idea.
It would be like the people in Australia putting on In the Heights.
Exactly. That's exactly what it
was. But my idea for a series was. Take that away from me. That's okay. Was.
I'm allowed to have one glass.
Oh, okay.
Because of all the medication I'm on now.
She said as she poured her second medication. Glass.
It was like a half glass.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
So, what are we going to talk about as far as Halloween is concerned?
Well, we need to talk about a few things that we need to address, issues. Like news things we need to address, and then we can go into like Halloween shit.
Okay.
Again, we're going to do a 5-minute bad things.
Sure.
You want to do like how we did on WooHoes the other night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So on WooHoes the other night, we came up with a 5-minute bad news segment.
Okay.
WooHoes. Just because...
My husband has a podcast called What's Up, Bro?
That I'm on short. Often. Where
and then when the girls take over, we call it WooHoes.
Yeah.
Why hoes?
Because it rhymes with bros. And really, there's no other reason.
It really is no other reason.
You're slut shaming us. That's all.
Oh, is that what it is?
So, but the other night we came up, since we don't like talking about like sad shit or depressing shit, but we have to like address things just because it's happening.
Reality, yeah.
Yeah. We decided to put the timer on for 5 minutes and we would talk about
sad shit news stuff and then
for
move
5 minutes.
Okay.
And then
we call
on.
It Bad News Bears.
We call it Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears.
So we're going to do that now. We're going to put on the timer for 5 minutes.
Okay.
And we're just going to talk about bad shit.
Okay.
For 5 minutes.
So who's going to start?
So Harvey Weinstein sucks.
Okay.
Like awful.
If you've been living under a rock the past 3 days or the past week or whatever, all the allegations that have been coming out against Harvey Weinstein basically is news to no one because
Harvey Weinstein, not Harvey Fierstein.
Yes. Harvey Fierstein is an angel and an American treasure. And he is Edna Turnblad, and you do not fuck with Edna Turnblad.
No.
But anyway, the whole Harvey Weinstein thing is should be a surprise to no one because the Hollywood casting couch thing has been a rumor since the 20s. I mean,
Hollywood started.
Since Hollywood started, really, because I mean,
and became male dominated.
We can hear, you've heard these stories about Judy Garland and Marilyn Monroe and like all the terrible things that they did to these women back then. And it's really not a surprise to me that all of this is happening. And I'm really fucking glad that it's coming out now and that a big wig like him is I said it on WooBro the other day. I mean, I love nothing more than when a big, fat, ugly, fucktard white man gets knocked down from his fucking peg because he's a dick. And Hollywood has known about this for years and they've been trying to expose him for years.
Right, I read a tweet that was like, they didn't fire him because they found out what he was doing. They fired him because we found out what he was doing.
Of course.
So,
and you think that only happens in Hollywood?
No. Oh,
that happens
in every industry. I was listening to Heather McDonald's podcast today. She had Chris Frangiolo, who's another comedian, on. And he was saying, he's like, this doesn't only happen in Hollywood. This shit happens at Target. Like, this shit happens everywhere. So,
what happened to my aunt? Like, my aunt's a pharmacist. And when the whole grab them by the pussy thing went down, she was like, don't come at me and say that men, it's just locker room talk. She's like, I remember when I was 20 years old, I was working in a pharmacy and a male pharmacist grabbed me and sat me on his lap and was just because he could. And she like got up and left. She quit that job. So it's like it happened back then. It's still happening now. Mm-hmm. And if we don't do anything about it, it's going to continue happening, sadly.
Yeah. I mean, the fact is that like... I don't care what you're wearing. I don't care what you're doing. Like, no, that nothing gives a man the right to do anything to you, to say anything to you. Like, there's like, no, that's not a thing. And Megyn Kelly said it the other day. She was like, a woman could walk into her office in a bathing suit, and the only thing that anybody has any right to tell her is to go home and change. And that is it. Like, you don't have the right to do jack shit to her. And women that are coming out and defending him, like Donna Karen and like Lindsay Lohan, that are driving me absolutely fucking insane. Like, that is why rape culture exists. The whole thing of Lindsay Lohan saying that because he never did anything to you, that doesn't mean that it didn't happen.
Exactly.
Just because he decided that day that, just because maybe he got his dick sucked by two other girls, doesn't mean that he didn't want to do it to you. Doesn't mean that it didn't fucking happen.
That it didn't happen.
And I really, for whatever, there are a lot of people who are questioning the motivations as to why Georgina Chapman decided to leave him. It doesn't fucking matter why she decided to leave him, whether it was for self-preservation, whether it was to save her company, whether it was to save her, protect her fucking daughter. Who gives a shit? She's taking, as opposed to, you know, Hillary
stands by her man.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton took the stand by her man approach 20 years ago, and it.
Well, we're talking about the president there, and we're talking about Hillary Clinton, right? And but we're talking about
right.
But here is the difference. Monica was a consensual adult. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a difference.
That you is a big difference.
You can't compare the two. So I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay, and that's fair enough.
Let's make this more relevant. And why I'm saying this is because you can talk about Harvey Weinstein all you want,
but grown up,
yeah,
huh?
Because you're a grown up.
Well, you're a real adult. That's fine. Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Because I know this is happening right here in South Florida to a lot of young, you know, female actresses, and they are getting abused by filmmakers, and mm-hmm. it's like, oh, for a matter of, you know, getting on camera, oh, can you be nude? It's not necessary for the right. scene, but can you be nude? Can you do this? Can you do, you got to make out and this and that,
right.
and directors making out with actresses. And I've heard it and I've seen it, and it's very sad. So how do we deal with something like Harvey Weinstein? Well, we mm-hmm. start at home.
Right.
First
right.
of all, if you have boys,
we all have boys. Yeah. All of us here. We all have boys. Our Christy.
Yeah.
And we all have boys.
The last thing I ever want to do is man hate, because I love men. I love everything about
men. Well,
which
is what bothers me when people say like feminists hate men.
No, they
don't.
Mm-hmm.
A true feminist
protect
does not.
Ourselves. We, you know, the whole movement of feminism was made to protect the weaker race, or the weaker sex, and even children. It was to protect. And this whole thing is, we have to start first at home, educating our boys and educating even our own husbands, mm-hmm. and let them realize, you know, this isn't right.
Yeah.
It's not a boys' club. It's not any man's right just because a woman is a woman.
Of course.
And that's, for me, what feminism is protection of myself as a woman. I don't need to become a man or manly to become successful. Right. And I don't need to become a man to protect myself because I'm afraid of being, you know, if I'm wearing a skirt or something. The whole thing here is, in the industry here, in every industry, it happens in every industry, mm-hmm. in every company, what have you. Women, young women, be aware and don't be afraid. The protection of your integrity and mm-hmm. your character is more important than any job. So don't ever be afraid to speak up. Why does this happen? Because of fear. And also because, and I hate to say it, fear and also ambition. I hate to say it.
I was going to say, another thing they were talking about on Heather McDonald's podcast is like, when you're young and in Hollywood, or in really in any job, like,
in any
you're
job,
desperate.
You're afraid.
And you're desperate, and you're desperate to pay your bills, and you're hungry, and you want to just get fucking money. Like, you're literally willing to suck some guy's dick to get your bills paid. And, you know, and unfortunately, we've been brought up with the, like, do anything just to get by. And then when you're rich, and, you know, and in the case of Hollywood, when I'm rich and famous, I won't have to worry about it or whatever.
Yeah, but one's integrity is something that's so valuable. Yeah, it's worth so much more. And it's so valuable that once you lose it, you lose it in pieces. And once you lose it, it's very hard to pick those pieces back up and put yourself back together again. Mm-hmm. So that's my only advice is, number one, educate the men around you. Number two, be aware of the abuses that are happening in every industry, not just in Hollywood, not just far away, not just this famous guy, but in every industry.
Right.
And number three, women have to step up for themselves. Mm-hmm. There are no princes, you know, in shining armor. You are your own, your own savior. Stand up for yourself and don't be afraid. If somebody is doing something incorrectly, either to you or someone else, if they're abusing their power, and that's the whole thing, it's abuse of power.
100%. But not only that, it all...
You have women to
need
talk
to
up.
Believe each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, and that's the other thing, you know, about the whole slut shaming.
If somebody comes out and says, this person did XYZ to me, they whatever, like, you can't just be like, oh, she's just saying that just because she wants her 15 minutes or that didn't happen. Or I know that guy, he would never do something like that. Like, no.
And never assume. Yeah, never assume.
You cannot assume innocence on behalf of the attacker or abuser, whatever word you want to use. Like, you need to believe the victim, because that's another reason why people don't stand up.
Well, victim, yes.
People don't believe them.
Yeah. It's victim shaming is big now.
Victim shaming is what it is.
It's exactly. It's victim shaming and victim blaming.
Did we go over 5 minutes?
We did, but that's fine. Okay. Oh my God, sorry.
What was that?
We got a dick pic from her husband.
Okay.
That he always, like,
do you know
week.
I have never gotten, well, I got like almost one, but you know.
Are you seeing anybody?
No.
Oh.
No. I mean, I see people, but I don't see
eyes. I have eyes.
I see people.
I see people with my eyes.
I see men. I talk with men, but no.
We gotta get you on Tinder, Annie.
You know what it is?
We can drive. See, like, now we have
Tinder. And this is, I think, a problem that I'm getting to is, you know, you get to the point where you're old enough to say,
nah,
I'm not gonna put up with this shit. Right. My, you know, self-esteem and integrity just to be with somebody. It's lonely as shit. I'm lonely as heck.
Yeah.
But
the high road is usually lonely.
Right.
It usually is. Yeah. But, you know, it's something that you, I don't know. It's like, I've met a lot of very nice gentlemen. I'm not going to say I don't. I do. I'm very lucky. I meet a lot of nice gentlemen. And it's really weird because they'll ask me for my number when I'm out. And I get my number asked for all the time. And I have my business card. I am not one of these unapproachable people that think I'm too good for anybody. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the problem is I'm
I would be. I would be terrible single.
Oh, me too.
No, I
don't
want really
to talk
great.
To people.
I don't want to talk to people. No, but apparently that works. Apparently men think that that's like...
But they get my number and they never call me back. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I the way I see it is, okay, thank you, God. I think I've missed a bullet.
Probably.
I just leave it in God's hands and, you know... But I have friends.
We should get you on Tinder, and then you should let us.
Oh my God!
Just take
let
care
us
of your Tinder.
Let us look at what's going on your Tinder. We'll get you a date.
Nuh-uh. Uh-huh.
I missed.
I think it's regrown. I don't know. Come back. I don't know.
Oh my God!
Is it 7 years of charm? I don't know.
Oh my God!
Oh my God, I think I broke her.
You broke Stephanie. She doesn't laugh. Because she
really?
Gets, she gets laugh lines, yes.
She gets laugh lines?
Yes, she's avoiding laugh lines, so she doesn't laugh.
Have you seen my face? I have lots of laugh
she doesn't,
lines.
She does not want
laugh. This is a good segue into my...
So I guess I've become re-virginized? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Sure. You know what? I'll support that. Why
the
not?
Lord forgives, so that's fine. I guess the Lord gave it back to you.
I guess.
I she's been through enough.
Yeah. This is a good segue, now that we're talking about laugh lines, into updating our listeners to my...
Hashtag pray for Marissa.
Hashtag pray for Marissa. It's not Marissa. Unfortunately, I don't get to spend a couple of days in the hospital. A couple of weeks ago,
she wasn't feeling well, so we were trying to come up with what
I said that I went on WebMD and realized she was dying or something.
No, I
said
we were just praying for something that would land her in the hospital for a week.
I haven't seen Bad Moms.
There's this line in Bad Moms where Kristen Bell says that what she really needs is to get into like a car accident, not like a deadly car accident, but like a car accident with like sustainable injuries where you have to be in the hospital for like a week
just to get away
and like sleep and have watch your insurance, TV and have your insurance pay for it and nobody bothers you. That's really what I needed. So I was hoping for like
MRSA
which is like it's like serious, but it's not gonna kill me,
right?
And but I do need to be in the hospital for like 10 days, you know,
quarantined
and nobody can talk to me, and like I can just lay in bed and like
and watch
food
TV
brought to me, and you know,
somebody will help you shower.
Yeah, exactly,
like you don't have to do anything yourself.
You know, so that's kind of what I was just hoping for.
Tube up your ass and don't even get up to shit.
Exactly,
the things we fantasize about. Get out to pee, like that kind of thing.
so
sad things we fantasize about.
Netflix,
you guys.
And
exactly
Netflix and chill, like for real chill.
Exactly, not like millennial Netflix and chill. So it's not that. I saw a series of doctors. I still have to kind of follow up with a couple of different.
Were they cute?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, my OBGYN is actually pretty good looking.
That's the only one that matters.
Is he not? But he's seen a baby come out of there, so
well,
I don't
not
think
yours.
I don't think he's interested.
We're not talking about yours. We're talking about Annie's.
No, but he's married.
Oh, okay.
Damn he's it. Married. Sorry. But he's a good looking guy, and he's okay. Like mid 40s, probably late 40s. So, yeah, but he's married. Nice. So sorry.
We'll keep you posted.
But yeah, we'll keep you posted. He kind of looks like he would be an asshole, though.
You know, we should do a series. Let's get Indiana Jones date.
Yeah, I'm down.
Oh my God, we can play the dating game.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, we can play the dating game. That would be such a great video.
No, but we need like a police officer to like check these people out because I don't trust these people.
I can run background checks.
There you go.
I can do it. I'm like me and Christy are like FBI level stalkers.
Oh, they are.
There you go.
We can find anything on anybody.
Yep. Oh,
we okay. really can.
Good.
We're very good.
Good. Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. So anyway, I saw a couple of different doctors. I still had to do follow-ups with a couple of people. The short of it is that apparently there's a family history of early menopause in my family, and I'm kind of beginning to show the symptoms of that. It's not 100% confirmed, but it's looking like that might be what it is. That's not saying that, like, the desert, you know, I'm going to be a desert, like, next week.
Factory hasn't shut down.
And a factory hasn't shut down.
Like, premenopausal symptoms. Oh, is she wearing, like, a batagasa?
I'm throwing chancletas at people.
Yeah, I know, exactly. You're making sure everybody eats, you know. No. You're making sure everybody
That's
eats.
Not real food. Pizza's not real food.
Yeah, there you go.
My son had pizza for dinner.
I don't know why I got that image.
My son wanted pizza for dinner. Eso no es comida. Basically, all it is that, which is, I've gotten a lot of signs in it the last 2 weeks. If you've heard our last episode, you know what I'm talking about. It basically means that if I want to have a baby, I need to do it sooner rather than later.
Don't you have two already?
I have
no,
one.
She has
one.
Oh, yeah,
one.
The only one that has two.
Oh, okay.
I have one. She has two. And that's basically the short of it. It was a little sad. I'll admit, I thought I had more time. It wasn't in the 1 year plan. It was more like in the 3 year plan.
Yeah, but you still have time though, right? It's not like tomorrow.
I have a little bit of time. I don't have as much time as I thought I had. My husband's excited, you know.
There you go.
So,
well,
go for it.
We sat down with a medium last week.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
No, tell me. What was
it? Wasn't as exciting as I thought it was going to
really?
Be.
Really?
Because he was giving us a lot of like
he was
background information.
Yeah, they always do that.
He was giving us a lot of background information. I severely question this man's mental health.
Oh, he is a medium.
Yeah, and it was kind of what I expected it to
like
be.
Like a Walter Mercado type of medium.
No. It was kind of what I expected it to be in the sense that like there were a handful of things that were like
coincidental,
scary specific, okay. But most things were very,
which is why he caught general. My attention because apparently people like to talk to me, and he's one of them.
So where did you meet this medium? Walmart?
A Publix.
Oh, well,
he works in the bakery.
There you go.
Yeah, he just started talking to me because he told me that my daughter is clairvoyant.
Ooh.
Which only freaked me the fuck out. But then after
but
talking
to him...
But
have you felt that your daughter's clairvoyant?
After
she does weird things.
I believe in empaths. I believe in
she
people
does
that
do
feel.
Like freaky shit.
She
and
does
I,
do freaky
and
shit.
I do believe that kids are yeah. open to freaky
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, because they're too close to like, you know, innocence.
Yeah, so I've seen her do weird shit.
He said things to me about my daughter that you wouldn't know. I mean, obviously, unless you listen to the podcast, but I don't think he listens to our podcast.
No, I don't think so.
But he like said things to me about her that I was like, how dude. The F do you know that? Like, that is kind of scary. So I believe in that kind of stuff. So I was like, he was talking. I was like, oh my God. My eyes were like quarters. I'm like,
I believe there are people that have sensibilities.
I do too. And I've always kind of been like one foot in, one foot out with that yeah. kind of stuff. And like, there are certain things that
he's even in the Bible. So
right. And there's certain things that he said to me that I was like he said, there were certain things that he said to me that I was like, okay, like that's true. Like there, you know, like he told me like there is a there that I was, I've heard three times this week that I was going to have twins. And
oh, there
and,
you go.
And he
one
was,
of them was from him.
And one of them was from him. And there is
a... What? What do you mean one of them is from him?
Like he told was one her of the people that told me I was going to have twins.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying like he was going to...
No, like he was going to father one of my twins.
Yeah, absolutely like not. Spiritually. No, like ew, spiritually gross. Or something. I don't know.
No. Like, no, he was one of the ones that was going to... That told me I was going to have twins.
Oh, and, good.
And he was like, oh, because like you had a dream about them and I have had dreams about twins. And then like twins also like run on both sides of my family.
Oh, okay.
And then the day that I was going to see my neurologist who gave me like the unofficial diagnosis of like the early menopause, she told me, she's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. She's like, I forgot to tell you. Last night I had a dream.
Your mom?
My mom. Yeah. She's like, last night I had a dream that you had twin girls and that you named them Harper and Harlow. And Harper has been my girl name since I was pregnant with my son. But I've never told anybody other than my husband about the name Harlow.
Ooh.
And you told me.
And I told you. Like,
there's a fly in my wine.
There's a fly in your
it's
wine?
It's protein. Don't worry. Look at just it. Drink it. It's look protein.
It's like, it's I protein. Don't know.
It's protein.
I don't want to.
You want a spoon? Don't throw out the wine here.
So
that's what he said.
So it was just weird because
that's what he said. So that's what she said.
So it was just weird because I've never told. I've definitely never told my mom about that name ever. Okay. So and then I got the news that it's like, well, your clock's ticking. Yeah. So
and when your clock's ticking, it's like a going out of business sale.
Right. Yeah. And when your clock's ticking, it's a going out of business sale.
I'm still not going out of business. It's going to be another like 7 years or something. So I'm not, you know.
Well, do you want to give me some? Because apparently I need it. So.
Yeah, mine are just getting worse.
Do you want to carry my twins?
I will carry your
twins. Okay, great. There you can be my surrogate. I hate being pregnant.
I'll do it too.
You can do it.
I was glorious. Let me tell you, the time that I was
high five.
Beautiful.
Your mic.
Oh, the time that I felt most beautiful, I was like,
I hate bitches like you.
My hair was like, foie. My boobs were like, voila. My skin, I mean, it was because there were boys. I don't know about girls, but
well,
girls.
Well, I girls too.
Looked good while I was pregnant, but I hated being pregnant.
I loved being pregnant.
I loved it. And I was like, I still use it, like, you know, because I still have a little bit of belly. So whenever I'm on the train and I need a I just like pop out the belly, the little pot belly, and I'm like, oh. My back hurts, you know.
Well, if you want to be...
Chris is going home soon.
Okay. Well, if you want to be my surrogate, you can carry my twins for me.
Yeah, but I got to just sit around. No working, no nothing. Oh, I just got to sit around for a
you
year.
You have to support her.
There you go.
Oh, no, that's okay. You got to
be my baby mama. Baby mama.
You
got to
be like your sugar mama.
No, sugar mama. There you go.
So, that's kind of the update, guys. So I'm not...
So you're not dying.
I'm not dying.
But you still have time.
But now
and then you'll be over and you don't have to deal with
right.
it.
Right.
Dude, I'm so jealous.
I did get diagnosed with like severe chronic migraine.
Ew.
So I am on a daily medication that one of the side effects is
you get horny?
Drastic weight loss.
Oh, well, okay, that's even better.
Drastic weight loss.
Another reason to be jealous.
And
no
then,
periods and she's skinny, fuck you.
Hold on, one more.
You.
I got one more for you.
Ay, Dios mío.
And then
in February,
I see the migraine specialist because since I told them like I really don't want to be on a pill the rest of my life, they told me that in February and it's only February because it was the soonest appointment I could get. In February, I go see the migraine specialist to start getting Botox to treat the migraines. Covered by my insurance.
And it's covered by her insurance. God damn it. She's
so smile and laugh because you're going to get it covered anyway. So.
Exactly. You might as well enjoy the laughs now.
Exactly.
Before your forehead freezes.
So.
You guys are both of you. Oh, you're babies. You millennials. How old are you?
31. But I'm we're technically we're born.
Did
if you're
I
born
32 yet?
Do you no, realize you do realize you're born, I can be your mom?
If you're born after 82, you're considered a millennial. It's from 82 to
sisters.
Like 2000.
We could be sisters. Me.
Who?
You and me.
Oh, yes. No.
We'll
I could
sisters.
Be your mother.
No,
you're... How old are you?
49.
You don't ask a lady her age.
I'm bad
but
at
I
math.
But I look good
you
for
do
49.
Look good.
Thank you. So.
I'm bad at math.
I'm fine.
49.
I could have had you when I was 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fine.
So you could still be your sister.
There you go.
My brother
is 16 years older than my younger
brother. My husband
brother,
is 17
so.
Years older than his there brother.
Exactly. So we can there be sisters. It's fine.
So I'm only 45. Okay. I'm sorry. Did you hear 49? No, I didn't mean that. 42. What?
39, guys. She's 39.
There you go.
Well, my aunt still says she's 21, so.
So do no. I. So yeah. do I. I take 10 years off. Oh, my son, he's like, Papa's 30, and Mama, you're 31. And I'm like, no, Papi, I'm 21. He goes, Mama, you're 21.
Oh. Well, Sophie keeps telling me I'm 14. I'm like, you keep telling people that.
There you go. Well, Luke always forgets my age. He says I'm 40. I'm like, perfect. That's pretty good. That's in the range. In the range.
Ballpark. We can stay there.
We can work with it. We can work with it.
So,
next topic.
What are your plans for Halloween?
Oh my gosh, well, you know I love Halloween, and if you guys love Halloween like I do, you should check out my channel, Indiana Jones.
Plug!
Yes,
shameless.
Shameless plug, yes, totally shameless. Indiana Jones on YouTube, and I do cosplay cooking and crafting, and we just finished filming Adam's Family, and I have two little segments of Adam's Family out, and I have a couple of segments coming out for Beetlejuice. So that was our setup that we had the week before last, we had Beetlejuice. So that was a lot of fun. And I'm hoping to do a Game of Thrones Thanksgiving dinner with the Lannisters. That should be a lot of fun.
That's super fun.
That should be a lot of fun. I'm trying to get, you know,
look,
cast and crew together.
Pregnant Vanessa and pregnant Stephanie.
Okay, you know, I have to do this because, oh my God, you're gorgeous because I'm blind. I'm getting to that age where I need either reading glasses or I have to take my.
She literally just stuck her finger in her eye.
Because I have contact lenses.
Pull their lashes down.
Because I have contact lenses.
What the fuck was that?
But I don't like
bifocal. This is what she shows her age.
Because I don't have, I don't like bifocal like contact lenses. It gives me a headache. So I have to wear like little reading glasses. And I'm not going to run around looking for my reading glasses. So.
For pregnant cheerleaders. That was our picture.
You are so beautiful.
That was our high school reunion. And yeah, that was our four high school reunion. Four pregnant cheerleader picture.
That's nice. I was pregnant for something. I don't know. But anyway, so
Miami's ultimate comedian.
So yes, for Halloween, and then here at the house this weekend, I'm going to get the house finally ready for Halloween and just doing a lot of crafts and trying to figure out which costume I'm going to wear for different things.
Because she has a plethora of choices.
I have a plethora. Actually, tomorrow night I'm going to Chroma. They're showing a steampunk themed movie. And I asked the question, is anybody...
Oh, you're not going to Laugh Attack?
I might go to... But see, it's so hard because I like Laugh Attack. But
and
then...
I'm so popular and I have so many parties to go to.
Love me. I can't help it that I'm so popular.
Well, because it's the... Okay, because it's the Science Fiction Film Festival. People are doing this and I know them as well. And it's like, I haven't done anything with my film peoples lately. Oh, and you guys missed me at Artistic Vibes. I was there and I did my little monologue and it was...
No,
really
there was
cool.
a reason. I was out of town.
Oh, well, I will show
you. I was
you.
At Disney having my mini stroke. I'm sorry.
She was a little busy.
Oh, okay.
She's a little bit busy.
So I will show. I have a copy.
She was a little busy dying.
She was a little busy buying our rose gold ears.
And dying.
I had my stroke like an hour later. I survived just to buy your rose gold ears.
And I appreciate it. Thank you.
But I do have a copy of the monologue that I wrote. And I will send it to you guys. I don't have it published because I'm just scared of certain people, my mother, watching it and just getting upset at me. So I'm like,
okay.
That's why I don't let my mom listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
You don't want my mom to listen to this podcast.
My mom, she's always telling me, one day I'm going to listen to it. And I'm like, bitch, you don't even know how to fucking work the damn thing.
She'll find something.
You don't even know how to fucking
I subscribe to my mom just so that we get the download.
You think this shit's on the radio. Like, you don't even know how to find this.
My mom finally started supporting me with my YouTube channel. And it's adorable because every time I post something, she goes, estás muy linda. I love you, mommy. Like, it's not a text.
My grandmother does
and she's
that.
On Facebook too now, so I'm like, oh.
So my grandma's on Facebook, and anytime I put anything for like, she follows like my Events by You page, uh-huh. and so anytime that I put anything like of an event that I did, she goes, ay, qué linda, este tu, like your true career, this is what you should have always been doing, and like whatever. And she always puts something, but then she like, when she first got on Facebook, it was like the funniest thing because she would like ask questions like as her status, like if she was asking Facebook the question, like expecting an answer.
Like it's Google.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Ay, abuela.
I love seeing the stories of like
grandparents online.
Asking. Like I saw this one of like where grandma was asking Google, but then saying please.
Because Google, it matters if you have manners.
Yes, yes. Google takes into account. I actually have something
like when you thank Siri.
Oh, but Siri talks back to you and says
that's
that.
True. But it's like when in that episode of Parks and Rec where they take Tom's phone and like all his screens away, and he's like looking over Jerry's shoulder, and he's like, "You go to what? Like some random ass website? Say please take me to my email." Same thing.
Same thing.
Well, speaking of like millennials, as we've brought it up, I have a little BuzzFeed article that says 14 millennial moms who prove that parenting today is pretty damn funny.
I am an honorary millennial.
We were talking about parenting.
Millennial parenting.
Because we were talking about like the weird ass times for birthday parties, and Sophie said,
who the hell has a dinner party for their kid? What the hell?
I did.
What
I had
a,
because we were going to Disney and I just wanted to cut a cake for her and she was two. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just have dinner on a weeknight. We'll sing happy birthday.
Oh, well, that's normal.
Mom has a frozen lasagna.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right, but Sophie wore a black cocktail dress. So.
At two.
But since I'm an event planner, and a lot of my clients are
millennials.
Millennials and wealthy millennials.
Yes, with like, too much money they don't know what to do with it.
Tomorrow's client in particular, I have a circle of clients that went to one of the all-girl Catholic schools, not the one that is the sister school of the one that my husband works at, the one that's richer.
Okay. So if you know.
If you know, you know.
That was very inside.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
That was very, very inside.
I have a whole circle of girls.
It's so inside. It's almost like a gynecologist was there. Okay.
I have a whole circle of clients that they're all friends, and they all book me for their kids' birthday parties.
And they're rich too.
Yeah.
Yay.
So I have, and they're honestly nice as can be. They're like, I really was expecting like these girls to be like
snooty,
and they've all treated me
for her second birthday. And she's moving.
I can't with you. They've all treated me really well. I have no complaints about these people, and like they don't give me any problems when I give them prices. Like, yep, sure,
not.
No problem.
Rich.
Here's the credit card. Like, no problem. Like,
money is.
I want to hear when somebody asks you for a Khloe Kardashian 2-year-old birthday party or some shit like that.
I've done it.
Oh my gosh, no. No.
I was part of the team that was.
Into your mic, please.
On the party. Part of the team that did one of the Bosch girls' birthday parties.
What?
Yeah.
That's just sad.
Okay. That party was insane.
Yes, it was. It was beautiful because we follow Adrian Bosch.
Yeah, it was the Frozen one.
It was very pretty.
Frozen?
Bosch? Yeah. Yeah. If you go back into Adrian Bosch's Instagram, you'll find it. I'll send you pictures, but yeah, I was on that team. Now, that was a huge collaborative of a bunch of different vendors. And it wasn't me independent through my event company. It was through another company I was working for. But yeah.
You are setting up these kids like
well, that's what Annie
princess.
Was saying. She's like, you're spoiling these children. I'm
Listen,
if somebody wants to pay me,
hey, you know what?
A bunch of money.
Look,
I'm not going to say
I was
no to
raised.
Them.
Exactly.
This
I was
is my
raised,
livelihood, Annie.
I was raised in the 70s. Okay. What we had for our birthday parties was like, you
paper
know,
paper plates and
paper
balloons.
Plates and Pepperidge Farm frozen ice cream, you know, the frozen cakes, you know, not even anything homemade, nothing with fondant and shit. And we had those plastic little flowers that we would just like replace year after year. And we had the same candles year after year. So like by the time I was 10, there were like these little nubs with like a long black
like it
thing.
Can't light it anymore.
I know. I'm serious. Have you seen what we used to wear for Halloween?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I saw what you should.
Yes.
Wear.
Yes. It was like plastic bags, painted plastic bags. Look at this.
Let me see.
What the hell? How old is this kid?
3.
What the hell?
Oh, was that the Alice one?
There's some
that one was really cute.
Rich. What is it? Money is wasted on the rich. You know how youth is wasted on
the
young?
Look how pretty.
It's gorgeous, but really?
Yeah.
That would be a really pretty like baby shower. Bridal shower.
Yeah, but the kid's not going to remember it.
Tell me
no,
but,
seven.
But it's not for the kids.
Seven. Yeah, it's not
but
for
it's
the
not
kids.
For the
kids.
At that age, it's not for the kids.
It's up doing each
well,
other.
Just like I did for Sophie's first birthday.
It's Mean Girls, but now they're mothers.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
For Sophie's first birthday.
Stop trying to make Fetch a thing, okay?
Stop trying to make Spoopy happen.
Seth, please, can we talk about Spoopy?
Yes, let's talk about Spoopy.
I don't know why this is like bothering. What is with the Spoopy thing? Everybody's using Spoopy, and it's supposed to be, I think.
Was it a typo?
It was a typo on some fabrication from like God knows where instead of putting spooky they put spoopy.
Okay.
When I hear spoopy, it's either, you know,
that shit is
Charles
poopy.
Schultz's, you know, reject brother.
Well,
when I first
saw your post yesterday, I was like, "What's wrong with Snoopy?"
No,
like,
it's Poopy. Like,
what is Annie having?
And then the other
Snoopy?
Thing is, I'm watching something scary and I take a shit. It's a Spoopy.
It's a Spoopy movie.
That was, I just did a
Spoopy. Oh my
Spoopy.
God, that's so great for Shiver. Like, this movie is super Spoopy.
It's super, I did two Spoopies at a time, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Two Spoopies up.
So, yeah, and then the other one is creppy instead of creepy. Like, creppy.
Creppy?
Yeah, because I spelled creepy wrong. So, stop it, you people. Stop it. Keep it.
Well, they must, like, their phones must not have.
No, they're millennials. No, it's
like Christy's, you know, phone. Like,
there should be a whole show. It's okay. They're millennials. That's what I'm going to make a show. It's okay. They're by the way, I am an honorary millennial because I did present at the, you know, Miami-Dade College. They had a millennial panel and somehow I snuck in. I don't know how.
Like, how did I wasn't ask you, like, how the fuck did that happen? Like,
I don't know. They were squinting when they were looking at my pictures. I have no idea. But I went up and I said, I'm proud to say I am the oldest millennial on this. And you know what? It's like, I am ageless and I will fit into whatever. I'll be 80 years old.
Easy, have breezy, beautiful.
Have you seen that lady with the big glasses? That's going to be me. I want to be that lady, or I want to be the old lady that dresses only in green. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Adorable. But it's these wild women that just don't give a shit and they just are happy. And that's
Grace
what I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Grace and Frankie.
We love Grace and Frankie.
That's a
we
good show. That's a very, very great. Good show. I'm waiting for Dolly Parton to show up. What the hell?
Do you think she's coming?
She should.
She really
You understand
should.
Why, right?
No. Oh, 9 to 5?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the, you know, the tritium. They have to come together again.
I've never seen 9 to 5, so I'm just gonna believe.
You have
I'm just
to
gonna
it.
Go with you.
You have to watch
go
it.
With you. I'm just
I will not. Take your word for it.
You have to watch it. It's the ultimate like 80s movie. You know that sort of thing just doesn't happen anymore. But it was
I
great.
Mean, okay, I'll just take.
But it does. You know, there's still misogynistic it. Men out there that.
I mean,
are
yeah, I've seen Working Girl. That one I've seen.
Yeah, so that it's yeah. kind of similar to that.
Yeah, that one I've seen.
I have. What does she say? I have a brain for business and a bod for sin. That was no the stupidest idea. Line. I don't know. The 80s had the best, worst lines of movies ever.
It's the 80s.
My son got into detention because they told him to stand in the corner and he turned around and said, "No one puts baby in the corner." Oh, and I am so sorry.
I need to high five your son. Like,
but he should have been he should have an
See,
award.
If I would have been his
there should have been an award. Yes, and you
would
have given him an award and you would have said,
like, "You know what?
Dude,
just
fine.
Sit down and
just
be quiet.
Sit down. Just sit down." And you know,
but wait, how old is your son?
He's 13.
Why are they putting him in a corner?
Thank you, Catholic school. Thank
That's
you.
Why my kids go to public school.
Yeah. I mean, my kid goes to Catholic school, but he's 3, so
he deserves to go to the corner. That is an appropriate punishment.
That's an appropriate
for
punishment for
not
a 13-year-old.
But punishment is part of being Catholic. Don't you know that?
But
it's
at 13, you go to detention. You
went
go to
Footloose school. You know all about punishment.
They never put me in a fucking corner.
No, they just didn't let you dance.
Okay, your cat just scared the shit out of me. I like out of the corner of my eye, I saw something huge just like pop up and it's cat.
They just didn't let you dance in your Footloose school.
They sent me home because my skirt was too short.
Christian.
Yeah, so that's why I always call it Footloose school.
Yeah.
Because they were not allowed to dance.
Well, I remember like the first day the teacher was going over the rules and was like, you can't listen to music and you can't dance.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, and there's Cubans in the school? Are they
yeah.
nuts?
It's that's here. Like, it's you here. It's here. It's like in the
no,
area.
I know. But yeah. that's inhumane to ask a Cuban or any kind of Latino culture yeah. person not to listen to me. That's
well,
inhumane.
Well, when we first got here, your son came out and he was like freaking out because he thought that Stephanie and I
yeah,
were his
teachers.
And I can I understand that feeling because when I was in sixth grade, my homeroom teacher randomly showed up at my house on a Tuesday.
Why?
Because that was part of the school, was that they would go and check the house to make sure that it was a good Christian house. So,
oh, you know, one of the, you know, if I was if I was your mom, I would just like have that set up.
Well,
I have Jehovah's Witnesses come to my door. Okay, let me explain, you guys. The foyer in my house is all decorated
amazing.
In black, like it's like a set,
Beetlejuice.
Like a movie set.
Yeah,
we shared a picture on our mom's yeah. Instagram, and I will reshare it when this episode airs because we're a couple weeks.
So you can imagine when like Jehovah's and I made friends. Jehovah's Witnesses, they leave me notes and everything. Like when I'm not home, because I let them in. You know, they see this shit and they're like, oh. They're used to me already. But it's so it freaked them out a couple here? Of times. You know why? Because my
because
whole
because you let them in and shit.
She makes some cookies and shit. I'm sure.
Yeah. No. My philosophy is if somebody comes with goodness and they are welcome into this home.
I like
it's
that.
It's always like peace and goodness.
I hate people, so I don't let anyone into my house.
But I do like that philosophy. I mean, I agree with Stephanie. I hate people, but I do like that. If you come here with goodness, of course you're welcome into.
And I'm the same way with. Things.
I want like the doormat that says unless you're Amazon or Joanna Gaines, get the fuck out.
But I'm sure Christy can make it for you.
I'm sure she can.
Yeah, there you go. But I also have the philosophy, if somebody gives you something, I don't say, no, I don't need it. I just take it because eventually somebody will need it. And it's happened where it's like, oh, okay.
You can regift it.
Yeah. Not regift it, but it's like, oh, you need. Oh,
into
hey,
the mic, please. This?
Yeah. Oh, into the mic.
Please.
It's a Cuban with a mic in
it's
her
pointless
hand.
If we can't pointless. Hear you.
I know, but
the
how
volume
do you
is low so that it doesn't pick up the
oh,
echo.
Okay.
So
but
it
anyway.
Needs to be directly into the microphone.
But anyway,
please.
So people many times have dropped things off and.
Just get her a headset.
Yeah,
you really should.
Yeah, so
it's like a
around.
Lapel mic.
There you go. There you go.
Howard well, Stern gave up and just gave people headsets.
But so yeah.
Well,
so that's
we,
my
when
philosophy.
We have Howard Stern's budget.
Well, that's true.
There you go. We'll do that.
There you go. So yeah, that's my
Send
philosophy.
Money. Yes.
Anybody who
Send
comes
money.
In and any gifts that come in, and I've gotten a lot of good gifts. Let me tell you, I got like my dishwasher was free. I get things.
See, being
what
a good
fuck
person
just goes around giving people dishwashers.
Being a good person
me,
pays off.
The people give it, and then like my fireplace there that was free because you know why? Because I complimented my neighbor. I said that's really cute. I like that, and she was like, you know, you enjoyed it more just sitting with me having a cup of coffee than I ever did. So here's the fireplace. Thank you. Thank you very much.
See, being a
yeah,
good person
I'll just buy my
off.
Own shit. I don't like talking to
people. People give me stuff all the time. No, people give me stuff.
The only way I talk to people is when I approve them to be on my podcast. Oh, okay. Otherwise, I don't like people.
Well, yeah, I have to like, we have to run things by the group.
Yeah.
How did I get through?
We liked you.
We
you were
like
interesting.
You.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I wanted to talk to you.
Aw, thank you. So what's like, what's your, can I ask you like Halloween? I love Halloween.
Sure.
What's like your best or worst Halloween memory?
Well, okay,
Halloween related.
Since
and
becoming
puking
a parent,
candy corn cannot be one of the stories.
I
okay,
candy I hate corn. Candy corn. It tastes like sadness and
I love lost dreams. And
yeah, candy corn is what sad people eat.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Dave loves candy corn.
Well, he's sad. I do too.
My favorite memory since becoming a parent, I'll keep it parent related since we're on Mom and Zimmerlo, was right around the time of Sophie's first birthday because she was born right after Halloween. She was born a week after Halloween. So
so was my son. What was her birthday?
November 8th.
Oh, he's November 7th. There you go. Okay.
So she was born about a week after Halloween. So we didn't get to celebrate Halloween with her until it was almost her first birthday. So for her first birthday, we took her to Disney.
Aww.
We did like Mickey's Not So Scary. And
aww.
She dressed up as Snow White. I was the evil queen.
Yay.
And we walked around Disney like that. And it was really fun.
She was what, one?
She was just about to turn one.
Wow.
So it was really cute. I'll find your
cute.
Picture so you
oh,
can
that's
see.
So
my,
cute.
And my mother-in-law made her costume.
Oh, nice.
So it was like a
gorgeous.
Custom Snow White just for her. And then I didn't like Snow White until we dressed her as Snow White. And now I'm
well, she
a
looks like
spot.
Her.
She does because...
She's very pale and then she's
well,
a dark
she's,
hair.
She's very pale.
She's pale for being
when
a brown
she,
girl.
Yeah, she's pale for being a brown girl.
Why are we brown girl? Because we're Hispanic?
Because, no,
no
her,
because...
Because her father is Nika and
oh,
he's
okay.
brown as fuck.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like,
okay, I'm sorry.
So I didn't want to be the one to say it, so I was going to let you say it.
And she... Is instantly brown, but if
really,
she,
but she looks so pale in the pictures
because she doesn't spend so much time outside. Like during
because
the summer,
sun is the devil.
Yes, it is.
I love
it
the
is.
Sun.
No, I don't.
No, I like being a brown.
I'm
girl.
In the worst city ever because I like. I don't like the beach. I'm emo, like you said. I'm goth.
I totally love the pale. Sun. When I went on a cruise with my husband, he also hates the sun. So he's like in his cabin playing his video games, and I'm like, I'm gonna go say hi to my friend the sun.
Okay,
and I'll spend 3 hours sitting in a chair.
In the sun.
Talking to the
he
sun.
Was texting us once the last time they were on a cruise and he's like, I think Vanessa fell asleep outside. She's gonna wake up and she's gonna
be burnt.
He's like, I should I go get her? I'm like, yes, she's gonna get skin cancer. He's like, no, she's fine. She likes being outside. I'm like, she's gonna get mad at you.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Listen to me, please. I am your friend. I am also her friend. I know what's good for you.
Well,
no, is, she'll be fine.
This is a picture of us like walking into Magic Kingdom.
Oh my God, that is so beautiful.
And she's dressed as Snow White.
Oh my God, that is beautiful. I don't even have to use my glasses, but I want to see them.
This picture made me cry.
That is so pretty. Oh my God, everybody must have stopped you just to see her, because look at the head of hair that she has already at one.
Oh yeah, she had, well, when I was giving birth to her, like I think we've gone through all of our birth stories, but real quick, with her, they had to induce me.
Yeah.
I dilated to 10 centimeters, but because of her positioning, she just wasn't moving down.
Ooh.
So I had to have a C-section.
Oh.
I'm a C-section.
That was my worst fear, was like Vanessa's birth. I was like, I don't want.
But to be honest, it wasn't terrible because they didn't let me push for 18 hours.
Mm.
My friend's sister, just a week ago, had her daughter.
And they had her pushing for 20 hours?
They had her pushing for 3 hours. No, 3-4 hours. The doctor didn't believe in C-sections.
Oh, that's
didn't
crap.
Believe in medication? In episiotomies.
Oh, no, no, no.
So poor girl ripped from front to back and still ended up with a C-section.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So mine wasn't that terrible. My doctor...
Mine's intact. They came through the window.
Mine too. My doctor was great. She was like, listen, we're going to talk about...
It's a good advertising point. Let me tell you.
I mean...
She was like, we're going to
talk... Mine didn't rip. So, I mean... Yeah. I mean...
Well, your son is itty bitty. Talk to Christy, whose son is mammoth. So...
But she didn't rip either.
Did she?
I don't think she did.
I don't know. We should ask her. We never talked about this. But see, my doctor was like, listen, we're going to talk about the possibility of a C-section. They gave me the chance to push. They let me push through 2 contractions and they're like, you're pushing. She's not moving. Ooh. So you can keep pushing for 2 hours and still end up with a C-section, or we could just do the C-section. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to push for 2 hours. I was already. By that point, it had been 24 hours since I last ate. I was exhausted. Fuck it. I was like, but I'm just so hungry. She's like, listen, if you push for 2 hours and then have the C-section, it's going to take another 8 hours before you can eat. If you have the C-section now, you can eat in 4 hours.
Yeah, let's do it now.
Let's do it right now. That's what got me was the eating because I needed to eat.
No, I was so happy when, I mean, the first C-section was an emergency, but the second one.
The second one being planned is so easy.
It's like getting your nails done. Oh, yeah. Next. Okay, it's half an hour. I'm serious.
It really is.
There's music in the background.
Well, I was still
pretty.
Like,
you look pretty because you can put
sweating,
yeah.
You can put makeup on. Your hair.
You've
looks
never
nice.
Seen my afterbirth picture. Hold on 1 second.
I don't want to see your afterbirth.
No, not that afterbirth. Okay. After space birth.
Thank you. I don't want to see your placenta.
Gross. I'm not one of those that ate the placenta.
Oh, that's disgusting. Let me see.
I'm looking for.
Oh, okay.
I need to keep looking for.
All right, everybody's looking for pictures in the
phone. I'm looking for her.
Look at my babies. Look at his little funny face. He's so cute. I have 2 children, just in case you didn't know. Well, one's
an. She has 2 boys.
Excuse me, no.
One is now an adult, Annie.
He's 18, and the other one is 13.
A teen.
Yes, he's a teen. He's not happy about it.
Of course not.
He's not happy about it. He doesn't want to be a teenager.
Why would he want to be a teenager?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be a teenager, too. They stink, and they're like nasty.
They take long showers.
Do they smell bad? Do they really smell bad?
Oh, yeah, they start smelling bad. Yeah.
Dude, look at our 3-year-old.
My face is a little swollen because I had just given birth, but...
I'm looking for old pictures here. Okay.
Pay attention to me.
Oh my God, look how pretty she looks. Look how pretty she looks. She's so pretty. She's like golden hair.
I remember that picture.
And her pretty skin.
And that was
so
how
pretty.
Many hours after giving birth?
Like 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. C-sections are the best.
No,
she had him naturally.
Wow. Natural. She had natural.
But again, her son was like minimus.
Minimus?
Like, yeah, he was itty bitty.
How much?
7'4".
Oh, my youngest was less than 3 pounds. My eldest, I mean. And my youngest was like 9 pounds. He was preemie, yeah. That's why I had a C-section.
How many weeks?
6 weeks or something. Yeah, it was
oh,
scary.
Oh, so you had like 32 weeks.
Yeah, but he had an intrauterine growth retardation.
Ooh.
So
that
he wasn't growing.
Sound fun.
No, and I was like, why the hell would you call it that? It just meant he was small. I was like, why wouldn't you just call him he's small?
That's a strong word.
Yes.
He is. That's not
really
a nice
is.
Word.
Really stupid people. Doctors. But
dummy doctors.
Dummy
what do you know?
Doctors. What do you exactly? What do you know?
What do you guys know?
So like yeah, but and then Luke was born like 9 pounds, so he was like mammoth.
Well, yeah, Sophie was a week late. My first child.
Did you nurse? Who nursed?
Yeah, I did.
We both did.
I nursed a lot longer than she did.
I only. Well, I did. That wasn't for
her.
Like,
boobs are big for nothing.
Yeah, my boobs are big for nothing.
Oh wow.
Sadly,
I'm not insulting her. She says it on her own.
It wasn't for lack of trying. My son voluntarily stopped nursing at 3 months.
Oh.
And I also produced next to nothing. The most I ever.
I could feed China.
My mom too, like, which is why I like expect my mom.
Did you drink beer?
Yes, my husband would buy me the oatmeal stout. I would eat oatmeal cookies all day. I would drink the lactation tea. I did everything I could to lactate. The most I ever pumped Or like my husband, my son would still get, like, I would always have to supplement from the beginning. He was never full. The most I ever pumped was one time on a good day. I pumped 6 ounces.
Wow. No, I was like, I could
pumping feed, is the worst.
I could feed the world. It was like, I was at 18 months and I'd be in the middle of church and that kid would just like be like,
I had friends that like would tell me like I heard so many horror stories about like how they constantly had to do this and like whatever. And I was just like,
breastfeeding is difficult at the beginning.
Yeah. But afterwards I loved it.
Once you find your rhythm.
Well, we found our rhythm. We did find our rhythm, but I still struggled to just produce.
Yeah.
So, and I
my
always,
first would stop
some
breathing.
People just don't produce.
My first, I tried to nurse him. He would literally stop breathing. He had a monitor on him and it was like a house alarm that would go off every so often. So it was horrible. He would turn blue and I'd be like,
so
I'm done.
Finally, I was just like, so at 3 months, he just stopped like wanting it. Like I would put him on and he just stopped like taking
because
it.
Because bottles are just easier.
Yeah.
So
bottles are just easier.
I tried putting him back on like the rest of that week. And after a couple of days, I just told my husband, I was like, you know what? Like if he doesn't want it, I'm not going to force it. It's probably better for both of us to just not. So
funny breastfeeding story. First of all, my ex,
I never had one of those like leaking stories. No, where
I have a few
out at a restaurant and I heard a baby crying and I just leaked. I don't have any of those.
This was when my first was born and he really wanted me to breastfeed and he was, you know, preemie and all that stuff. So yeah, I guess
preemies,
I was in ICU. The baby was in ICU. It was an emergency C-section and my ex, trying to be, you know, efficient, realized that I was sleeping and that the child needed milk and he wanted to make sure that he was getting breast milk because he was already premature.
Oh no.
So he took it upon himself to strap me into the breast pump
while you were asleep.
While I'm asleep. And because he's a man, let's turn it on high.
Oh my God.
That thing started going off on me and I was like, and mind you, I'm like on Percocet, I'm in pain. It was horrible. And I remember we went off of my tits and I said, give me your freaking nuts. You want sucking
here?
And he's like,
you want something to suck your dick?
There you go. Here.
Here's a breast pump.
I have a friend.
I had like, I'm serious. I have like a bruise. Like I have a little like blood vessel bruise because
that's still there.
That's still, I'm not going to show you.
I'm not asking you.
Thank
to,
you.
But that's nuts.
It's like a little red dot. That's crazy. But that's why. Yeah.
I have a friend of mine while I was nursing my son in the hospital who they had just,
oh, we talked about this.
We've talked about this before. That they had just brought me the pump. I had just asked for the pump because I was struggling to breastfeed and I was struggling to latch him and I was just trying
because it's hard
figure
the
it
first
out.
Time.
Yes, it is.
And I had
like everything.
In all fairness, like
it's definitely a learning curve.
The first nurse that was trying to get me to latch didn't do the greatest job at showing me. It wasn't until the night nurse later that night that did a really great job.
Well, I had a nurse in the hospital. I was like struggling and I called her and I'm like, I need help. I can't get her to latch. And she responded to me over the little intercom thing. I already showed you how to do it. Do what I told you to do.
Oh my
and
God.
And didn't come help me. And then my mother-in-law happened to be in the room.
She helped you.
And she was like, oh, try to do it like this. I'm like, no, I got it. I'm like trying to remember what the nurse told me. And then she came, she grabbed my boob without asking me.
Because that's what happens when you become a mother. Your
and
body
that,
is free
it's no
range.
Longer yours.
I mean, in all fairness, your mother-in-law had four kids.
Well,
she probably knows
but
a thing
I asked,
or two.
Then I don't touch me. Like I'm one of those people. Like even when I'm sick, I'm like, I don't want the doctor to touch me.
Yeah.
And then like she grabbed my boob. I was freaking out. Sophie was screaming. I'm struggling. And then she like swooped in and grabbed my boob. And I feel awful to this day. I still feel awful when I tell the story. I screamed at her because I was like, don't do that. And
well,
then she like backed off. But I still feel bad for yelling at my
mom. No, it's understandable. It's understandable. I got criticized because Luke was crying and it was in church. So to shut up, and I was in the middle of the thing and it was Easter and I didn't want to get up. So I just latched him on and then somebody was like, oh, that's disgusting. I'm like, excuse me. How do you think Jesus probably had milk for 3 years? Thank you very much. Mother Mary was nursing the kid and she was like, probably had him in a little satchel while they were walking around all of Jerusalem.
Speaking of like Mother Mary and
Amen.
Jerusalem, last a year ago on this day, my family and I were in Italy and we were in a church. And I started laughing.
This is good wine.
I started laughing by myself. No, I started laughing by myself because I was looking at like the churches in Italy all have like amazing art.
Oh my God, yes.
So we were.
Was there a picture of Mother Mary nursing?
No, but there was a picture.
There should be somewhere.
There was a woman in the photo in the painting.
I feel like there might be.
I'm sure there is. That is the most motherly thing to do.
It's a painting of a woman, and I didn't read the description, and I really don't remember. But I sent the girls a picture. She's like nursing a baby, has like two other little ones at her feet, and then behind her head in the shadows, there's like a fourth kid that looks like it's about to scare her.
Oh.
And the look on the woman's face in the photo, in the painting, she was just like,
"Ugh, fuck. Really?" Yeah. So it happened. And I'm even like, then.
If this doesn't represent motherhood, I do not. Oh,
we
know
gotta
what
find
does.
That.
I have it.
You, oh, you have it. Oh,
I have it somewhere.
You share
I will
me.
Find
share
it.
That. Share that with me.
But
I love it.
Was like, in
throughout
this church,
time,
I was in this church. It's silent. Because everybody's praying, lighting candles, and I'm over here like giggling, taking a picture of a painting. Because I'm like, ah, it looks like
it's
my
truth.
Life.
It's the truth. It's so funny because a friend of mine just had a baby, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, is this? I'm crying all the time. Is this normal?"
Totes.
Yes, it's normal.
Yeah, I remember.
I can't sleep because I think somebody's gonna steal the baby. Yes, yep. That's normal. Everything is normal.
Well, when the hospital
especially
calls
the first
you,
kid,
yeah,
like
the hospital calls you
basket case.
Like a week or so after you get home, they call you to check on you to make sure you're not going
Exactly.
To check on your postpartum, and they're like, "Are you crying?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I was watching Friends yesterday, and Phoebe broke up with Mike, and I started bawling." And she was like, "Are you crying for other reasons?" And I'm
yes.
like, "No, just like yeah. because I'm watching sad things, and they make me cry." And she's like, "Okay, you're fine."
Yeah, because they do that. I'm glad they do that. I'm glad they check on.
I really only cried like once.
Well, because Stephanie has no soul; she's a robot, and robots
Stop
don't cry.
Saying that.
Well,
but it's true.
my breast pump story. I had a friend of mine that's like absolutely ridiculous. He's like just one of these guys that does dumb shit. So him and his girlfriend came
a
to visit me. Yeah, everybody's got that friend that just like.
Oh
does,
yeah.
He's one of these guys that when he was in my brother's apartment once and he opened a beer bottle with his teeth and cracked his tooth in his entire tooth.
That was my ex.
He's like that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So they had just brought me the breast pump. I was. Nursing my son, but I was under all the blankets because I knew a bunch of my guy friends were there, and like
I didn't care.
I don't give a shit. Why
that?
I don't give a shit, but I don't. I am also not the type of. I don't want a bunch of my guy friends are dating or married to a bunch of my girlfriends, and just to not start anything, just to be respectful. I just didn't. With the second one, I'm not going to give a fuck. I don't, it was the first one, and I was still trying to be respectful.
No,
time around, fuck you.
You're visiting me in the hospital after having
you're
a child.
You're breastfeeding, shaming me. Stop that.
Exactly.
it's true. It's lactation. No. What
shaming,
is it? Like,
whatever.
Lactation
anyway,
shaming. There you
so
go.
He comes over, and he's just walking. He's got like ADD, so he gets bored
it is
right
really
away.
Good.
And he's like, "Steph, what's that?" I'm like, "Oh, it's breast pump."
Wait. Thanks for holding. We're back. So it's a breast pump.
It's a breast pump. And I'm like, it's a breast pump. And he's like, what's it for? I'm like,
to pump my breast.
It's to get like milk out.
You should have told him it's what makes my boobs so big.
He
probably would have believed it. Hey, pumpkin.
Okay. Oh, are we being loud? I'm sorry.
No. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He screams and stuff. He gets into the game.
Oh, he's like playing Call of Duty or some shit.
No, he's playing Cupheads, I think, is
the
latest
fuck is
thing.
Cuphead?
Oh my God, it's the cutest thing. It's like old fashioned 1930s kind of Disney cartoons, but they're super hard as crap and they get frustrated and scream at each other. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Anyway, so I'm like, it's a breast pump. And he's like, what is it for? And I'm like, it
pumps
sucks like
breast.
The milk out so I can give it put it in a bottle and give it to the baby. And he looks at me and he goes,
can you do it? I want to see it.
He goes, no, I'll give you one better. He goes, can I try it? I go, if you really want to.
You know, men
I mean,
can
if
lactate,
it's gonna make your life,
men can lactate. They have
I didn't
breasts.
Know that, but
they have breasts.
I mean,
they're glands, they're mammary glands.
So he likes to wear a lot of these like florally button-down shirts, kind of like the modern
so
Hawaiian
he
shirt.
It. He pumped his
so
breasts.
He unbuttons his shirt and he puts both of them on.
Oh my God.
Did he get turned on or anything?
No, he's okay. Not that weird.
He's not that some weird. Guys, not that's weird. Like crossing a line.
Yeah. So he puts both of them on and he turns it up all the way.
See, efficiency, these men, what is it that would
so
they do?
So I have a video of him somewhere. I don't know where it is. I have to find it. And he was asking me about it the other day. And uh-oh. No.
It's okay. No, she can't have anymore.
Oh, she can't anymore.
So.
Uh-oh.
Tell yours.
Oh, and you have to drink the rest of it. How sad.
Yeah, but they made this heavier.
Yeah, the bottle's heavy.
So he turns it up, and I have a video of him somewhere, and I'm taking a video of him, and I go, "Hey, Gilbert, what's up?" He's like, "Hey," and I'm like, "What are you doing?" He looks at me, and he goes, "I'm being milked."
That was a podcast title.
But it's true. It's like it's like being a little cow. Yeah. Don't you feel like a little cow sometimes? Yep. You're like, oh, okay.
Well, my best friend and I, she had her son 2 months after I had mine. And she and I are in complete agreement that our sons are twins.
You have a tattoo. What does it say?
It says Oliver.
Why?
Because that's my her son's name.
Oh, okay.
Just like this one says Sophia.
Oh, okay.
So my best friend and I...
They better not piss you off, man.
Oh, they piss me off daily, okay. But not enough that I'm going to regret my tattoos. Our sons are twins. We have... They're twins. They are the exact same person. They walk the same. They talk the same. Like, they do the same things.
Right.
And then she and I... Because, again, she had her son 2 months after I did. We would, like, share breast stories. Pumping yeah. stories and like this worked for me, this worked for me, this didn't, whatever. And she's and then one day she texts me, she's like, Vanessa, does your breast pump talk to you? And I was like, yes it does. Because like in the rhythm of the pump you start to hear like yes like you can
oh I want
it.
Whatever you are
yeah
on.
Yeah no lactation pills. I was taking lactation pills to help my milk come.
Oh okay.
But yeah, we went through a lot of like those 3 a.m. conversations, like the delusional, what's your breast pump saying tonight?
Okay.
Yeah, it's sure.
Did you guys ever sing lullabies to your kids?
Yeah, the first time I did, I started bawling hysterically.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I sang all the time, especially when I was preemie.
I did. And the other thing that I did was I did just because like since I've always been a singer, like always been
that's
one of
right.
the things that I wanted to do.
And yeah, my name is Stephanie and I sing.
Oh, shut up.
I just knocked that phone.
Turn back Tom. The other thing that
we
I
love
did
Grace.
The other thing that I did is I had the belly headphones and
I did that too.
And I have a theory that the reason that my kid is a good sleeper is because I did this. I'll test it out with the twins and I'll let you know how it works.
Please do.
I would do from, I think, when is it that they can start hearing? Like around 4 months?
Yeah,
that they can hear
so,
the
yeah.
outside
yeah, they have
sounds.
Ears, yeah.
I would put the headphones on the belly and I would do the Rock-A-Bye Babies, which I love. Okay. The Rock-A-Bye Babies. My son to this day, like, still falls asleep to the Rock-A-Bye Babies.
Really?
It's like in 20 minutes. Like, I put it on and I do like the lights out or whatever. In 20 minutes, that kid's down. And it doesn't matter like which album, because I have like a Spotify playlist with all of them on there. So I just put whichever one I feel like listening to that night. So, but I would put that on every night because I know a lot of times like when you're because of like the movement during the day, like that rocks them and they tend
right.
to sleep like in utero. They tend to sleep during the day and then they're up at night because you're still. So I would put it on like around bedtime. Oh. So that he, like to get him like used to like when you hear the sound, this means sleep.
You were training them.
I tried. I mean, and I'm convinced that it works.
I did subliminal messages.
I'm trying to hypnotize my kid.
So. It's true. I did something like as they got older, like after they were 10, I would hug them and say, don't do drugs. Like all the time I would say, don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. Every time it was like, don't do drugs.
Classical and conditioning. It's Pavlov's dog.
It was. I'm serious. Every time I would hug them to the
that's
point.
Mike.
To the point now that Ethan, no. when he hugged, what it's hilarious now because Ethan, he's 18 now and he gives me a hug and he like whispers, don't do drugs. Like, I'm going to do drugs or something.
That's
like that.
Hilarious.
So it was really, I thought it was really funny. I thought that was really funny. But yeah, I did the whole lullaby thing and I loved it. Oh my God, I would sit for hours because my son was colicky. He was preemie. He was colicky. He had every problem. He had monitors on him. Like, oh my gosh, he was such a mess and I was such a mess. But we got through it. You all get through it. Everybody gets through it, motherhood. And you know what's sad is it never ends. After they are like big, you're still trying to.
But I like that it never ends.
I know.
Like
it's
cool. They're gonna need you
it just
forever.
Changes. It just changes. And it's like, it's cool, you know? It's very cool. I like the relationship I have with my boys.
You just sent one to college.
Well, no, it's not necessarily college. He's in the,
well, it's like a Nicholas vocational.
It's like a vocational
kind.
School, but it's very hard to get into. They only chose 3 students out of 200 worldwide applicants, and he was one of the top ones. I mean, he's 18, but like the other students, one guy is from Greece and he's like 32, and the other guy is from like Turkey and he's 45.
Oh, wow.
So these are his classmates. So it's very interesting. It's very, you know, very different.
And how long is this program?
This program is only a year long. It's okay. Absolutely free. It's at the Nicholas Hayek Watchmaking School.
It's free.
Yeah, and that's why they're very specific as to who they choose, because they're investing in you.
Okay.
The only thing you have to pay for is your materials. They have to work with gold and platinum and all that stuff. So, yeah. And brass. And they have to get all these tools. You know, one screwdriver can cost like $100, $200. Because it's very, very specific. And they have to work with gems and everything else, so it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
And then then
he goes to Switzerland.
Oh, so he does it.
Yeah, he has to apprentice with a master watchmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll make me a watch that's worth $100,000 only for me. It'll be exclusive just for me. And
then he can go work for like Tag Heuer or something like that.
Oh, bigger than Tag Heuer. Yeah, Tag Heuer.
Or like Breitling or like one of those. Or
Breitling. Breitling is not...
I don't know.
Okay, we're talking
about watches. Panerai,
Harry Winston, those kind of watches. Cartier. And Jaeger LeCoultre.
Okay.
It's so French, you can't say it right. If you say it American, it's a Jaeger LeCoultre.
Right.
Like you have to say it with a mojón in the mouth, you know. I'm trying to think of who else. Gosh, there's so many.
Patek Philippe.
Okay. Patek Philippe is big.
Yeah, they are.
Big. They're the ones that did Marie Antoinette's watch.
Right.
So they're very historical. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because they recreated the watch. And after they spent 4 years recreating Marie Antoinette's watch and spent, I don't know, millions of dollars to recreate Marie Antoinette's watch, they actually find the watch in a wall somewhere in like France.
Right.
So
I have to assume it was like a pocket watch because they didn't do
wristwatches back then.
Yeah.
They didn't do wristwatches.
That's so
but
cool.
She was also the one, if you know about the Hope Diamond.
Yes,
she
It was Louis. No, Hope Diamond was on Louis' crown.
It was she wore it as well.
Oh, okay. It was the
French blue. It was called the French blue.
Okay.
And that's why they died.
Yeah, because it was cursed.
It was cursed.
Yeah.
So what else are we going to talk about, ladies?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about? I have stuff. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Well, okay. Well, Halloween. Okay, let's talk about...
Wait, you didn't talk about your favorite Halloween.
Yeah, and I was going to ask about...
I have like two
I wanted to ask about sexy costumes. What do you feel about sexy costumes?
Oh, I'm like the queen of sexy costumes.
Oh, okay.
I love a sexy costume.
So what would you wear as a sexy... What is like your
costume? Speaking of Marie Antoinette, I've done a sexy Marie Antoinette.
Ooh,
it was
cute.
One of my favorites.
Okay.
Of all the ones that I've done, I did a sexy Marie Antoinette. I've done sexy Dorothy. I've done sexy Little Red Riding Hood.
I finally found a picture.
What else have I done?
Very cute.
Done a bunch of them. Shit, I can't remember.
So she's done sexy everything.
Yeah, basically.
We did... She did sexy gangster
and I did sexy police officer, and then the following year we switched.
Yeah, because we're whores together.
I had this friend that every year used to throw like killer Halloween parties.
Yeah,
and since Vanessa and I have known each other for such a long time, like she came to like what, like 4 or 5 of them with me. So
I don't think I've ever done a sexy
Raul costume. Was at a bunch of those. I'm surprised you never met him at any of them.
I think I did.
Yeah,
who?
Sure you did. Raul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've known them about the same amount of time.
Okay.
So
we go way back.
So yeah, I've done like my husband and I did Peach and Mario.
Oh, cute.
We've done a lot of shit. Like,
I was told to be Elvira this year, but
you would be good at Elvira.
Because the only pair I have that matches hers are my eyes. That's it. Because we have green eyes. That's it. The other pair,
just get like some tape.
Get the Victoria.
I need that.
The Victoria. But then the Victoria's Secret ball that like pushes.
You
it
should
up.
Do that.
No,
you've never done Elvira.
No,
you'd be good.
Just get some tape, like some duct tape, and you'll be fine.
You get the Victoria's Secret Miracle Bra that adds two cup sizes.
Oh, okay. There you go.
It's
only $50. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I tried one of those on. I almost choked.
Really? Because they were up here?
Because they were like... under my chin. I was a little too much.
I couldn't resist. I don't remember.
But I'm all about a sexy costume. Like, who gives a... Like,
It's Halloween.
Halloween. Like, who gives a crap? Like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Well, you know me. I love costumes. And I'm like, I'm racking my brain as to what I'm going to be this year. And I really can't think of anything. I mean, I'm going from...
I mean, because you've been everything.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I loved my Hocus Pocus, you know, yeah. Winifred Sanderson. Love that costume, huh?
Do that. But you need
I did that.
But I feel like you need sisters.
Do it again.
Yeah, I need sisters for that.
You need sisters.
There you go. Yeah, but you're not going to be here. So there you go.
But I'll be there.
I'll come.
Parker.
I'm trying to talk to coworkers at work to do it. And actually, I'm going to put something at work where it says good or bad. And I'm going to have people like vote and see if I'm going to be a good witch or a bad witch.
I like that idea.
Because I have Maleficent and I have so many costumes. I can just, you know, what? What do you want me to be?
Let me be. I could be whatever you want me to be.
Oh, and I bought this really sexy corset at like Goodwill for like $250. It was brand new. It was from Fredericks of Hollywood.
Nice.
Like, they're still around.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they are
online. They don't have a store anymore.
Yeah, online. But this was a brand new corset I got for $250. Beautiful black corset. I have to like take it in a little bit.
Okay.
Because it's a size 40. I'm not.
I should have brought you something. I needed something like sewn real quick.
Oh, really?
I should have brought you for Saturday. Maybe I'll swing by tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'm going to a steampunk thing. I'm going to a steampunk thing tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. You are. I should have fucking brought it.
Yeah, because I even have steampunk. And
it's like literally like a little piece of material. I just needed two sides sewn of. Oh, fuck. Okay. Dumbass.
I was even thinking of making the Cersei costume already, but I want to have like a backpack.
Are you going to be Cersei?
I'm going to be Cersei. Okay. But I'm going to have the throne strapped on to me.
Nice.
Oh, you're not going to make an Iron Throne?
I'm going to make an Iron Throne, but it's going to be strapped.
You're not going to like sit in it.
Yeah, when I sit down, it'll look like I'm in
No, but you're not going to make an actual...
No.
Okay.
I thought it would be hilarious if she's walking around with the actual throne.
That's
like,
funny.
That is
attached
funny.
Attached to her, so that's...
I might need you to make me an Iron Throne, though. I might commission an Iron Throne from you.
That's going to take a lot of money.
That's fine.
But I pick up things on the car. Oh, let me tell you. One of the upsides of Irma.
I saw someone that made an... One of my prop guys that I've worked with made an Iron Throne, like a baby Iron Throne, because they did a baby Game of Thrones photo shoot.
I love that.
And are you kidding
me?
They
made it out of a baby Adirondack chair, like from Big Lots, and they just like made it around.
That's what I was going to use, an Adirondack chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's hilarious. I was going to say, one of the upsides of Irma is, you know, midnight shopping. Because man,
dumpster
people
diving?
Let me tell you, people are throwing out everything. Look,
really,
I picked up like lanterns. I picked up those lanterns down there.
I got a lot of pots for my succulent garden.
There you go. I'm telling you, man. I'm picking up stuff left and right. So, you know, if you see somebody creeping outside, it's just me.
If it's free, it's for me.
It's for me. There you go.
Annie dumpster diving. Like a fucking creep.
Let me tell you, I'm gonna show you the headboard I found, and I painted it black.
No, you didn't.
I did, and it's
fucking
gorgeous.
Bed bugs on it, dude. Come on.
It's a headboard.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not gonna use it as a bed. I'm gonna use it as something. I'm gonna use it as like a crypt thing outside.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really pretty. I'll show it to you.
Well then fine.
It's very cute.
That's okay.
What else did I want to talk about? Halloween. Oh, movies. What is a movie that you would... Okay, scary movie, funny, fun movie. Like a kid's movie. Like for me...
I don't like scary movies, but I love like Hocus Pocus. Like
I love
Hocus Pocus.
You don't like spoopy movies?
No, I don't like spoopy movies.
That's a spoopy movie.
I don't like to spoop my pants.
You don't like to spoopy pants. I love Hocus Pocus. And I have to admit to you,
my pants.
Since the beginning of October, every morning, I watch... Nightmare Before Christmas. Yes, I do. While I'm brushing my teeth, I am singing, you know, what's this? What's this? I see it in the air.
Well, that's my son's favorite movie, and I've watched it every day for the last 2 weeks.
It.
He says it's his favorite movie. He doesn't call it Nightmare Before Christmas because that's a lot for a 3-year-old.
Right.
He calls it Spooky Christmas.
Spooky Christmas.
Not Spooky Christmas.
Spooky Christmas.
Spooky Christmas.
I like that.
And if you ask him.
That's the title for this episode.
Spooky Christmas.
Spoopy Christmas.
Ask him what his favorite movie is, he will tell you.
My niece loved it too when she was really little. She loved that movie.
I'm telling you that I've
so. I'm actually making a life-size.
Why don't you be Sally?
Jack Nicholson. Jack Skellington.
Jack Nicholson is.
I don't
want to
have a Jack
Skellington.
But you should be Sally for Halloween.
Yeah, maybe.
Be Sally. That's cute. And maybe Ethan would be a great Jack.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
A little bit.
It's my son.
It's a little Oedipus.
No.
But,
yeah.
You know.
No, he's Mr. He's Edward Scissorhands. You've seen him as Edward Scissorhands.
Hasn't he been Edward Scissorhands like a lot?
Yeah, but it's easy.
And it goes over well.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
Yeah, I guess.
But, no, I was actually thinking of being a female Beetlejuice.
Okay, that would be kind of cool.
Oh, you have that jacket.
Oh, like a jacket. Sexy Beetlejuice.
I love the jacket. I love that. I that bought
jacket
that jacket.
Is awesome.
That's from Chico's, and it was like it had the tag
Chico's
on
is
it.
So expensive.
Yeah, it was from Chico's. I got it for $5 at Goodwill. Nice. Goodwill. Goodwill, let me tell you.
I haven't ever had any luck at Goodwill.
You gotta come with me. I need to go to find things.
Do you know that actually we need to go to Boca because they're good.
Boca, we need to go to Boca.
I'll tell you why,
girl.
I'll tell you why we need to go to Boca because Goodwill has.
I need to go to Boca and find a rich Jewish husband.
Yes,
I'll tell you why. Well, we can shop for Jewish husbands there too. But
they're rich. It's okay.
As long as we're invited to the wedding.
There you go.
I planned it.
There you go.
Anyway, I'll be her assistant.
And I'll be rich.
This is why. This is why Goodwill has designer boutiques.
Yes, they do.
Where they sell like designer shit for like
20%. I bought Stuart Weitzman brand new boots. Stuart Weitzman.
I know what those cost.
Okay. Brand new with the stuff in the box.
That means I'm rich with bottom and never wore them.
$8. Yep. Yes. $8 freaking.
Yeah. Someone was saying, I saw someone say that they got a pair of Jimmy Choo shoes for $40.
Yeah. No, but these people didn't know. Some stores don't know. Hey, you, it's my son.
Are we being too loud?
What's up, babe? You can get water and you need to take a shower.
It's 10 o'clock and you have a shower.
Let me see a super cool app. He's going to show me a super cool. This is my son.
We can pause.
Excuse me.
And then I have one more thing I want to talk about because it's hilarious. So.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Oh, just
we're
kidding.
On.
So yeah. Halloween. Yeah. So yeah, my son's super into Nightmare Before Christmas. My son is a little like fucked up. He loves like scary shit. He's 3.
Mine too.
And he loves scary shit.
Boys usually do.
No, Sophie.
Really?
She loves Coraline.
I love Coraline.
She loves the Corpse Bride.
I love that.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
She's a Tim Burton girl. Mm-hmm. She's a Tim Burton girl.
Chrissy's son loves scary shit too.
But is it scary or is it like Tim Burton?
Well, it's
Coraline
anything,
is creepy as shit.
It's anything,
I know, but it's so good.
The first time I watched Coraline, I'm like, this is terrifying. Da, 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 da,
da, my son hasn't seen Coraline. I love the music. But he's seen anything.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
What was the first horror film you saw as a kid?
Actual horror film or movie that scared the shit out of me?
It's a movie that scared the shit out of you. Really?
Same.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I'm still terrified.
Creepy bastard is gross and icky.
I fucking hate that thing.
And I don't want him to touch me with those long ass fingers.
Right.
Dick fingers. He has dick fingers.
Yeah, whoever came up with that was just wrong.
Anyway,
light up dick fingers.
I actually like horror movies. I don't do possessions or aliens, but I'm all for like a slasher.
I love aliens. Yeah, I don't like slashers.
I'm all for a slasher or anything like that. My husband and I saw It and I actually didn't think it was scary.
Oh, I gotta see it. I haven't seen it yet.
It's good. It's a good movie, but I didn't think it was super scary. There were like a handful of things that like I found creepy, but I wouldn't say it was scary. But anyway,
see, the first scary movie I remember seeing, again, Child of the 70s, was we were waiting online for Jaws. Who the hell takes your kid at like 7 to see Jaws?
You probably didn't know it was scary.
I peed myself like that night.
But you probably didn't know it was scary. You didn't know what to anticipate.
No, I don't think my parents did either. They're Cuban, you know, like the refugees or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like,
we get through that.
Tiburón en la playa. Vamos a verlo. Okay.
Mira una película de la playa. Vamos a verlo. But anyway.
That was scary shit, let me tell you.
Eh.
Oh yeah,
I've seen it. It's not.
Well, when you see it in the movie theater and you don't know what expect next, please.
I guess. But in as far as like my favorite, I don't know if I have a favorite.
Oh, my other son has arrived.
Speak of the devil. I don't know if I have a favorite scary movie. I don't know.
No.
I have a favorite horror movie. I don't know if I have a favorite scary movie.
Hey,
what's
you?
The difference?
Hey.
Because. A movie that scares me.
He just got his braces.
A movie that actually scares me, but I don't want to watch over and over again. If that makes sense.
Sure.
So. Hi.
He just got his braces off, and he's so cute. He's so pretty. That's Ethan.
Hey, Ethan.
Hi, Ethan.
These are mamas with. They're the ones that.
Hello.
Ah, yes. So, thank you. Go rest. Love you.
Do you have Tinder? Can we drive your Tinder? What he was saying?
They're going to troll your Tinder now. Please don't do that to my child. Please.
No,
please.
We'll pick good ones. We'll pick good ones.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was telling Vanessa that a movie that actually scares me, I don't want to watch over and over again. So yeah. That's like the difference between like...
Which one? Which one is that
like,
one?
Like The Exorcist or something?
The Exorcist.
Like
I can't even watch it.
Let me tell you, The Exorcist changed everything because I remember when it came out and people were like...
It was the last horror movie to be nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about Silence of the Lambs? What about Aliens?
Those are not technically horror movies. Silence of the Lambs is a thriller. It's suspense. Yeah. And Alien, I don't think was actually nominated for anything.
Yes, it was.
What was it nominated
Yes,
for?
It was.
But that's not horror.
Well, it's sci-fi horror.
It's sci-fi. It's not horror.
Sorry. Sci-fi horror.
Yeah,
I believe so. I don't know. Somebody check IMDb. But let me tell you, you know what's scarier than watching The Exorcist?
Raising boys?
No, reading. Reading it. Read The Exorcist. No, that you. Is like,
well,
no.
My aunt and my cousin live in Annandale, Virginia, which is like really close to there. Yeah. And like we'd go by that house a lot.
That's that like the Amityville Horror. Yeah, like the Amityville Horror house.
See, I don't think it's scary. I don't think Amityville is that.
But see,
that
I scary. Remember seeing the headlines for Amityville Horror. So when the movie came out, it was like, oh shit. You know, I was like
between Amityville and Exorcist is like, I can't deal with things that like fuck with my religion.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to like possessions and shit like that.
Like The Omen.
So The Omen is like hashtag too real for me because that's my birthday.
Okay.
The Omen's my birthday. So it's a little bit like too real for me.
I always love that. The music in the back. What's scary about The Omen and The Exorcist are when you hear the backstories of all the crap that happened and like the Poltergeist was a great
Poltergeist is everything that happened like on set
and after the fact. How many people died?
Yeah, the only one that's still alive is Craig T. Nelson or like
no, and the woman too, Maribeth, what's her name?
There's not many of them that are still
alive. All the kids died.
The Indian died. I know that's not Anita.
Let me tell you, that is one of the best horror flick monologues is when she says, now hold on to yourselves. Oh my God, when she says, to her, it's just another child, but to us, it's the beast. And she says, now let's go in there and get your daughter. I always wanted to recreate that. I'm going to do that next year. That's going to be my next year's thing is going to be Poltergeist. You know, I'm going to start doing horror films. I did Aliens. You know?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was cool. I love having people on set when we're doing parodies of movies because they get into the character. They love the character so much they get into it. So go ahead.
There's a difference between like for scary and horror. Now my favorite like horror movie, as much as it's like stupid, I love like campy horror. So like I really love like the Scream series.
Those are good.
Just because like I grew up like those were like the ones that were coming out when I was middle and high school. So those were the ones that like
Evil Dead and
So like but again like campy horror, so that's what I like. So I guess I would have to say The Scream.
Did you ever see Cabin in the Woods? That was a good one.
Yes, I actually really liked Cabin
that
in the Woods.
That was good.
I really liked Cabin in the Woods. My problem with Cabin in the Woods is I wanted a more sophisticated ending.
Yeah.
Issue I had with it. I wanted it to be some kind of like,
well, that's like 10 Cloverfield Lane.
See that one because I really did not like Cloverfield.
Totally different. 10 Cloverfield Lane is very Hitchcockian.
Okay.
Because you have three people trapped in a place.
It all takes place like in the same.
And it's this tension that builds. And I was just I love the direction. I can't remember the director's name because I'm drunk. But one of the things that I noticed.
I can't remember anything because I'm drunk.
She had two glasses of wine, guys.
Yes, I am a cheap, easy date. Hey, there you go.
There you go.
But one of the things I loved about...
Oh, it takes two glasses of wine.
Yeah. One of the things I loved about 10 Cloverfield Lane is the guy took notice, the director took notice of a way to measure the passage of time through a woman's nail polish. Who the hell does that?
Well,
he would focus on the woman's nails, and that's how you knew how long she had been there.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Right?
Well, that's like, did you, speaking
that's
of
a lot of work.
And I
of,
love, and I love,
speaking of movies that like,
Lambs.
Have been,
Clarice.
I love Silence of the Lambs.
Oh my God.
But speaking of and movies seven. That like do different shit, did you see Baby Driver?
I haven't yet. Don't talk to me. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh man. You
I have to see it.
I really watch it. Like it's so
dying to see
different.
It.
It's, I love, I'm not a big actor. Movie person. That being said, I love a heist movie.
I'm
all
love.
About a fucking heist movie. Like, give me, like, I will watch Ocean's 11.
Yes, I love
day.
That.
I'll watch Usual Suspects.
Yes,
all day.
Love it. Love it.
I
love
will
it.
Watch a fucking heist movie.
I'd rather watch that than a superhero movie.
I don't know that I'd go that far because I really like the superhero
movie. I'm tired of the superhero movie. I was like, oh,
well, just because
come
that's
on.
All you're getting.
The director of 10 Cloverfield Lane is Dan Trachtenberg.
Thank you, Dan Trachtenberg. That was a very good film.
I think you're just a little oversaturated with the superhero movie.
It's like, except for Wonder Woman. That was cool.
That was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I tried.
But I love a heist movie.
Be Wonder Woman for Halloween. Oh, there's gonna be a million.
Yeah,
and a half
there's
moments,
yeah.
So do it, do
no, and now she's now she has brown eyes. Before, when it was Linda Carter, used to play her because you know I have blue eyes, black hair. But
so anyway, but watch Baby Driver because it is so.
I have to watch that.
Different.
Yeah,
it is. And I don't like in.
I should have watched that instead of The Kingsman. I saw The Kingsman last.
In
week.
An over, well, it's not. I don't think it's out in theaters because it's already out on.
Like, yeah,
on like Blu-ray. Redbox it or something.
It's on Blu-ray or something.
Yeah, Redbox it or rent it on iTunes or something because it's really good. But in a movie in a time in Hollywood where like so many movies are so similar,
mm-hmm.
this movie is so different, and it's actually the same writer. Sorry, I forget to.
Who wrote what?
It's actually the same writer director of Kingsman.
Oh, that's why. Oh, I love it. Love
no,
it.
No, I'm
love
lying.
It, love it.
I'm lying. It's not because Kingsman is Matthew Vaughn.
Never mind.
It's the same writer director.
JK.
I love the first Kingsman. I saw the second one. It was okay.
I love the first Kingsman too. And
first Kingsman.
Part of the reason I haven't seen the second one is I know it's not going to live up to the first one.
Nah, because the villain. You know what makes a good hero is a fantastic villain, and the villain of Kingsman in the first one was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the fact that he had like a lisp, and you know he had this thing against violence.
But I heard that she's like
Taryn
Martha
Edgerton
Stewart, like psycho.
But she, yeah, but she's you know I
but
like
Taryn
her.
Edgerton. Is
oh, he's so cute, and Colin Firth. I love Colin Firth. La, 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 la. I love Colin Firth.
I love Taryn Edgerton.
Well, Colin is my age.
He's so my little scone.
I can do Colin. He'd be fine.
Okay, you won't. Take Colin. I'll take Taryn.
There you go. We're done.
We're not fighting.
There you go. We're not. We're good. But it was good. I mean, it was good. But you know, I'm trying to think what other. My horror films, of course, The Exorcist.
I'm sorry, the writer and director for Baby Driver was the same guy that did Ant-Man. So it's like
okay.
that kind of comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but
that's
it's,
cool.
It's really good. If you haven't seen Baby
I gotta see
Driver,
it.
I don't like talk a lot about movies like that unless they really, really impress me. And this movie, from about like 2-3 minutes in, I noticed something. And I was like, are they going to keep this up the whole movie?
And they did.
And they kept it up the entire
love
movie.
It.
And I was so impressed.
Oh,
I and
love
I was
it.
Like, how the fuck are they going to do this? And they did it. And I was like, I was so impressed. I've never seen anything like it.
That's cool. I
don't want to ruin what it is for
no,
you.
No, no, no. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
It's
I love,
really, really cool.
I gotta look it up and see when I can see that one. But yeah, the last movie I saw was Kingsman. I want to see, I have to see Blade Runner because I loved Blade Runner as you know,
the
team.
I can't get into it. My husband's
the new
obsessed
one?
With it. No, the old one. Like my husband's obsessed with it. I find it so boring.
How can you find it boring? The last line of Rutger Hauer was, first of all, Rutger Hauer was so hot back then. And when he says, you know, all these moments, all these memories lost like tears in the rain. Oh, that is such a line.
Boring.
That was such a good line. That
She's
was
gonna kick
the
you out of
only
her house.
Thing that like is kind of the saving grace for Blade Runner is it has a pretty great cast. Like,
yeah.
It's got a pretty great cast.
Yeah.
But, like, fuck, that first one was so goddamn boring.
Oh, jeez. Did you like Fifth Element?
No.
Oh, okay. She doesn't like...
Out.
She doesn't like... She doesn't like science fiction. You don't like science fiction.
No, I mean, it depends.
How did you not like Fifth Element?
Because I don't like Fifth Element. I don't know what's
okay,
telling
what
you.
Science fiction movie do you like?
I don't know.
Harry Potter.
Star Wars?
That's fantasy.
That's
fantasy.
I mean, I like...
Way to squash my joke, guys.
It depends. I mean, I don't know.
Star Wars? No.
Star Wars, yeah. I like Star Wars.
Which one?
I mean, really, I don't hate.
Did you like Rogue One?
Yes, I loved Rogue One.
Rogue One was fantastic.
I agree.
I got my brother, because he was like, oh, I'm Star Wars saturated. I don't want to watch Star Wars. They've screwed it all up. And then when he watched that one, he was in tears.
When I saw
Oh my God, the end.
So I was really tired when I saw Rogue One.
And the fact that he speaks the Spanish. With the Spanish. There's Spaniards in space.
I fell asleep through a big chunk of it because we saw it like at 10 o'clock at night on a Friday. And
that's
Fridays,
too late for moms.
For moms.
Well, that and Fridays, I've said it before, Fridays in the event world are like, killer,
yeah,
because you're getting ready for the weekend.
Oh yeah.
So I just went because like all my friends were going and my husband, it was like really the only time that worked for everybody, and I was like the only person it didn't work for, so I was like whatever. And then we went to like the AMC with like the reclining seats, and it was just a bad combination.
Yep.
But when I heard, I've seen the first like A New Hope 7,000 times.
I love that one.
So, thank you, David.
So when I heard like the alarm of like Leia's ship, I woke
up. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Rogue One, it's been almost a year. This is on you.
It's been, yeah.
Still, just in case.
Well, they know that it's about, I hope you people know that it's alert. About how.
When I heard the alarm of Leia's ship, I was like,
holy shit. Yeah.
I did one of these and I was like, huh? And I kind of turned my head and I was like, that's familiar. And then I sat up.
Yeah, I sat up too. I was with Sophie and with my husband, and I'm like, I didn't sit up. Like I was.
And when Darth Vader comes in,
I didn't sit up yet. I kind of just like tilted my neck up, and then I was like, okay.
No, like I put my footrest away. I was like, what is happening?
And then I saw, and then I heard like the breathing, and I was like, oh,
yeah, Darth. Darth.
And then
Vader.
I unreclined my chair.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is happening.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh, this is what's gonna happen.
Yes.
Exactly. And then I was like,
that was cool.
And then I sat up, and then I sat like, it was like that line in Django was like, you had my curiosity.
Yes.
Now you have my attention.
Exactly. Exactly.
So then I said, I was like, okay.
This is where we're going.
This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Yep. But you know, like I sat up and like I was sitting next to my child. Had I been sitting next to my husband, I would have been hitting his chest.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh my God, do you see what's happening?
Like, yeah.
It's like finally they've come together. I was gonna ask a question. What is it? What's the mic, please. What's the game that you play? Marry, Kill. We should do that. And I'm drunk.
I just saw a really terrible
We should do that on like horror film people, like, you know, like
Jason, Freddy,
Jason,
Freddy, Michael Myers.
I would kill all of them and goodbye.
Okay. Well, let's not make it that. Okay. What about Hannibal Lecter?
Okay. No.
Okay. Nothing.
No, that's okay.
Nothing. Okay.
I have to go potty.
Go potty. She's gonna go potty.
I just saw a really terrible one. The cover of Time magazine has Mary. It says Mary Fuck Kill, and it's Harvey Weinstein, Donald Trump, and
Bill
O'Reilly.
Oh no!
Like,
no!
All the
no,
terrible
no.
like just sex offender
them.
Men.
Let's just kill them all.
It's a political cartoon. It's not
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of more like Halloween-y stuff.
I don't know. Who's like hot serial killers? Wasn't Jeffrey Dahmer like the hot one?
No.
Who was the hot one?
It was the guy, I can't remember. And he was like during my time period.
Oh, Ted Bundy was the hot one.
Ted Bundy. I mean, he was played by, what's the guy's name?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, he was in Freaky Friday. He was a doctor.
The old Freaky Friday or the new Freaky Friday?
He was the husband to be.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute. He has the blue eyes and he's tall. And
I don't remember. I feel like I know the actor. Like I can picture the actor, but I don't know his name.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
but I don't think any serial killer is sexy at all.
No.
I don't. But I don't.
I feel like this was a good idea, but I feel like the execution's not working.
Yeah.
Out.
I'm too like out of it. I'm trying to think what. I know. How's this? Which horror movie heroine would you like to be?
Okay. All right.
So are you like Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween?
Do you know that they're doing another one?
Yes, I know. I love Jamie Lee. I met her and she's a sweetheart. She's super, super sweet.
You met her at like some pool.
Yeah.
Did tell us this.
And okay, so you have her. You have, what's the name of the girl at, oh my gosh. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay.
Nightmare on Elm Street. So you have Nancy.
Okay.
What are all the other Scream Queens? Man, I'm like flooring.
I have actual. I mean, we could also do the actual Scream Queens from the TV.
Like, you know what costume
I watch that show.
One costume I always want to do is Carrie. Just dress up in a prom dress and just have blood poured on me.
That sounds like fun,
right?
Mark Harmon from NCIS.
He is adorable. He still looks good.
He's a daddy.
He's a grandpa. I'm sure.
No, he's like, you don't know that term?
What?
A daddy?
No.
Okay. A daddy is like a hot older guy.
Oh, okay. It's
a
like
dilf.
A dilf.
Or right.
I'm a MILF.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
A daddy is like the term for just like a hot older guy, like with like salt and pepper hair.
I've always loved silver foxes.
Yeah, like a silver fox. Yeah.
Always. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Love it.
So Mark Harmon's a daddy.
Although most silver foxes nowadays don't have any hair.
True.
Yes. A daddy is a term we stole from the gays because they used to call, like, that's what they call their older guys.
Oh, and I thought, like, they were bears.
No, bears are like chunky, fuzzy ones. I like the chunky, fuzzy ones.
Me too.
Chunky and fuzzy, that's a bear.
Hey guys, I like chunky men. I really do. I like a man with some meat on him.
Okay.
You know?
They can keep you
warm.
We'll
keep that in mind when we make
when
your
we
Tinder
drive
profile.
Your Tinder.
You can carry,
carry me around. Because totally
I'm what is called sturdy. I was actually, some guy came up to me and says, "You look sturdy." And I'm like, what
the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
I feel like I know what that means.
I know.
I don't know that I want to say it right now.
But that's not nice. That's like a backhanded compliment.
But in a way, I felt like, oh,
you can handle this.
Yeah. I was like, well, am I going to be like an I-beam for your house or something? What the hell?
You know? You're a support beam. This is a load bearing
woman. I know you want to pile drive me, but really, do you have to say it that way?
Oh my, it's true, eso no se hace.
Nope.
Decent people don't tell me I'm sturdy. Although I am, but you know.
But don't tell me that.
Like, exactly,
darling, you're like a little fairy, you're like a little waif, and I love you.
My hands are waifish. I have waifish hands, or as my niece says, I have witch hands. She says she loves my hands because they're perfect, like for the princess movies. And I said, oh, thank you. And she goes, yeah, they're just like the witch hands. And I'm like,
how old is she?
That's a backhand.
She's like
compliment.
7, but I love her because she's like a little redhead.
That is definitely a child's
she's
compliment.
She's dark though. She has dark tendencies. I was like, oh, okay, kid, you take after me.
She's clairvoyant like Sophie.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my brother's actually at a seance this weekend up in some house. The Casa something or other. I don't know. That's fun. Yeah. Up in like, I don't know where.
I would go.
That would be
really fun podcast material.
I don't know. I wouldn't mess with those things. Have you ever had a ghost? Have you ever felt like you have a ghost? I have.
No.
I have.
But
I have.
I told the medium.
She's obtuse.
I told the medium this the other day. I was like, I am so closed to any of that shit. Like, I'm not.
They'll never reach you.
To any of that. Nope. I don't feel anything. I don't sense anything. And I'm really glad because I'm so terrified of like possession and shit like that. Like, I feel like if I did.
See, but the people that deny it most are the ones that get possessed.
Yeah. I don't deny it. Like, I know it exists. Stop it. I know it exists. I know it exists and I know it's
That's
there.
Like from The Exorcist.
And I don't want. It's not that I don't.
Damn me.
Oh my God.
Stop it. Stop
it. Stop it.
I always
hear
that.
Stop it.
It's not that I don't deny it. I know it's there and I know it exists. I'm just not like in tune with it.
It's a nice day for an exorcism.
I need to take my headphones off.
She's still saying it. You're still going to hear her.
I know, but it's not so in my ear. It's like in my head now.
I know.
I'm just not.
Back in the 70s, they made really good horror films, I have to say.
They didn't give a shit about anything.
Because they had like, we had The Exorcist, then Amityville Horror, then The Omen, and then it was like one thing after the other. I'm trying to think what else they had. They had a lot of horror films. And then they had Nightmare on Elm Street. That came out in the 70s. And the Halloween came out in the 70s.
All things I don't watch.
You don't watch. You don't like slasher.
She doesn't watch anything.
I don't like slasher.
I'm alone a lot.
I don't like Saw.
Saw is not a slasher movie. I don't feel like.
No, it's just gory.
It's gory.
I don't like gore.
And it's suspenseful.
I don't mind.
Hellraiser was freaking scary.
I don't mind
Hellraiser.
Blood. I don't mind any of that stuff. That stuff doesn't bother me.
I had to turn off, I think, Saw 2 or 3 because at one point they were hiding in somebody's closet, and I'm like, Nope. That is my biggest fear.
Yeah. Wreck. Did you ever see Wreck? No. That's a good one. Spanish zombie film. Oh, zombie films.
Oh, I did see that.
That's good.
I did see that. I took a horror class in college and we did see that.
Guys, Vanessa is scared of her own shadow sometimes. So Vanessa doesn't watch scary movies.
I don't mind. I love going to like Halloween Horror Nights and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't like that. No, I don't like people jumping. I love watching Ellen sending her a producer.
I love that.
I'm waiting for this one. That is hilarious.
I love Ellen.
That is hilarious. That's cruel and evil, but it's hilarious at the same time.
Ellen can do no wrong in my book.
Yeah.
Ellen's
awesome. I don't mind that stuff. But that's funny.
I'm trying to think what other like scary movies out there people can watch.
I don't know.
And you know, I was watching. Did you guys ever see The Worst Witch?
No.
Like the 80s version with. Oh, what about The Craft? Did you like The Craft?
No, I've never seen it.
That's such a good movie. Did you see Practical Magic?
No.
Nope.
Oh, so what witch movies have you seen? Have you seen any witch movies?
Hocus Pocus really is the only witch movie.
Hocus Pocus.
Well, I see the Witches of Eastwick.
Look, I'll tell you why. The Craft came out at a time where I was too young to watch it. And if my mom would have caught me watching it, she would have flipped a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then I just never saw it.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
I know.
You should have watched that one. That one.
Aren't they redoing it?
Practical Magic. Watch it. It's on Netflix.
I feel like, is Nicole Kidman in there?
Yeah. Okay. That one's a cute one. That's a rom-com.
No, I don't do that. That's, no.
That has too much feeling for Robot over there. So.
No, The Craft is better. That's like dark.
I'll watch both of those.
Yeah.
It's my homework.
Witches of Eastwick? Come on.
No, I never saw that.
Nope.
Cher, Michelle Pfeiffer, and
Oh, it's got Cher. I'm down.
You got it.
I'm like, I told you, I'm like a gay man.
Oh, my God. She's gorgeous. It's her. It's Susan Sarandon and Michelle Pfeiffer.
I'm down.
Come on.
You sold.
And Jack Nicholson is the devil himself that they conjure.
So
you have to watch that one.
I'll watch it.
That's a good one. You have to watch it. Yeah. Tell me what you feel about that. I'm trying to think what other witch movies are out there.
I don't know.
Those are like the best witch movies that I can think of. There's a Worst Witch, and that one has Tim Curry. And it's just
sold.
It's a very, but that one's like a very sad, pathetic witch movie.
Is he a sweet transvestite in it? Because otherwise,
no.
I don't care.
No, but he's adorable.
I only care about movies where Tim Curry.
Ooh, Legend?
Curry.
Did you ever see Legend?
Yes. That's what I remember. I only care about Tim Curry in three roles where he's a fucked up clown, where he's the devil, or where he's a sweet transvestite. Other than that, I don't care.
You don't like him in Home Alone?
Oh, fuck. I forgot he was in that.
Yeah. He's in a lot of movies.
He's a creepy bell guy.
Oh, my gosh. He's been in. I love.
Do you know that he's like paralyzed?
Yeah, I know.
He had a stroke and he's like.
Oh. Yeah, he's paralyzed.
They did a rock. Like last year or the year before, they did a. You know how Entertainment Weekly every year does like those reunion
issues?
And
he's like.
And they did the Rocky Horror one and he's like not well.
He's not well. He's not well. It's so sad.
This took a turn.
I know. Okay. Well, let's not talk about that. Are there Halloween films that we can watch?
Rocky Horror.
Hocus Pocus.
Rocky Horror.
Hocus Pocus is all you watch.
It's a good movie.
It is an excellent. How do you feel about the new Hocus Pocus thing?
I'm not happy about it.
No,
I'm not interested.
I
want to know
that.
What happened because it went from being a sequel to being a remake. So somebody fucked up and decided to be a diva.
And they're going
to
have some kind of teenage shits playing these beautiful roles.
Not interested. I'm not doing it.
Why couldn't they just do a sequel?
I have a feeling it has.
Or a prequel. That would be fantastic.
Unfortunately.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be.
I feel like it has something to do. Because notice that the Hocus Pocus sequel fell apart at around the same time that the Sex and the City sequel fell apart. So I have a feeling Sarah Jessica Parker.
I feel like
there was a scheduling conflict that she left the Hocus Pocus one to do the Sex and the City one. And then that one fell apart. So now that one, the Hocus Pocus one, they like moved forward and like changed their plan.
Oh, right.
And now.
Big mistake.
This is me just theorizing. I haven't read anything about this. This is just me, you know.
We're just putting it out there.
It out there.
It's sad, though.
Into the universe.
It's sad.
But, you know.
It's not going to be the same.
I'm not interested.
I'm not interested in the same story.
I'm not.
No, and with subpar actors that they're going to have it as a TV.
Are they
going to
be playing the same characters?
Yeah.
No.
As TV movies. It's a remake.
It's a remake. Nope. As a TV movie?
It's a TV. It's going to be a Disney movie.
Like a Disney Channel original movie? Oh, Christy will watch it. She'll tell us if it sucks.
Yeah. And it's going to suck.
She'll make me watch it.
Hello. Right. After the heinous thing they did to my favorite of all witches sorceresses. Which one do you think it is?
Maleficent.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Why would you take the most glorious
you
of all
You hated
evil?
Maleficent.
I hated that
Thank
movie.
Thank God you're the only other person I ever met that hated Maleficent.
That was disgusting. Oh, I took your chair, by the way.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I didn't like it either.
I hated it because how do you take this beautiful, evil character
and have her save the day and let me kiss her? Oh, I fell in love with her because she's so pure and innocent. Bullshit.
Thank you.
Kill
Thank
her.
You.
Kill
Thank
bitch.
You. I like an evil person to be evil because she didn't get invited to a what? Fucking party.
And they
be
took,
petty, bitch.
And they took. Yeah, that's right.
And we have even, a title.
They didn't
and
even it, turn her into a fucking
thank
dragon.
You.
What kind of bullshit is that?
That exactly.
That's the best part of Maleficent.
But do you know why they did that? Because of Angelina Jolie.
Politics.
Politics. Because of Angelina. Because she was beautiful in that entrance.
You know,
gorgeous.
I have to tell you, when they first.
Perfect. When
I'm
they did
a,
that.
I'm
they,
not an Angelina fan
at all.
When they did that entrance, though. Like they did it in the movie, like step
oh, yeah,
by
yeah,
step.
Yeah.
But King Stefan, they made him the evil guy?
Yeah.
No.
Fuck that shit. Listen, when
man hating.
I don't like Angelina for a myriad of reasons.
But she did great in that scene.
However, when they casted her as Maleficent, I was like, you know, I don't like her. But
they did a good job.
But they did a good job casting her. She looks like her. Like, she's got that evil look. Like, she looks like
but
an asshole.
But then they
like,
made
she looks
this
like
whole,
a bitch.
But
she
then,
does.
But then they
is.
Made this whole story about her wings and shit. Oh, come on. It's a rape. Oh, come on. She's just evil. She's a sorceress. You took the most powerful woman.
Bitch.
Yeah, you took the most powerful woman and decided.
You took one of the most evil villains, not even in the Disney
her.
Universe.
Ever.
In history. In history.
Like, period.
Of literature.
In cinematic history.
Thank you.
You took one of the most evil.
She conjured the powers of hell in Disney. In
yes.
Disney. In a Disney movie. She said hell.
She turned into a motherfucking
yeah.
dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah. A dragon.
Thank you. Thank you. Before we had, you know, the dragons of you know, Game of Thrones, we had this woman turn. And Philip, they made him into, like, one of the, like, what are the what are these kids called? One of those stupid boy band kids. Philip was my favorite prince.
Yes, yeah. Because
and
he slayed a
him.
Dragon.
Thank you. Thank you. He didn't dance. He didn't kiss her. No, he slayed a dragon.
I mean, he did dance and kiss her, but it was after he slayed a
yeah.
dragon.
But the thing was, they took this little
so
kid.
So entertaining to watch you guys.
It yeah, but it was this little, like, weenie little kid from
no,
one
I
of
agree.
The boy bands. What a horrible. I hate you people. You people that made Maleficent.
I liked all the
I liked,
live action
liked,
versions except for that one.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah,
liked,
I love Cinderella.
I didn't watching
like Beauty
it,
and the Beast.
Though.
I don't like Beauty and the Beast.
Really?
I'm sorry. Emma, what? Please. Her as a beauty.
She's,
come on,
she's what I didn't like about that movie.
Thank you. She was like, she.
I told you.
I'm like,
remember
you can fucking pretend
this.
That you're no magic, but you can't pretend that there's things dancing around at dinner time. She looked like, ugh. She was so dumb. Watch the French. Watch the French version. Did you watch the French version?
No, but remember, I told you that. When we had you on last time, that was the only thing that I didn't like
yeah.
about that movie, and that I was anticipating.
The guy was prettier than Belle.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he was
but
really pretty.
I told you that was very the pretty. One thing that I was anticipating.
Even at the end.
Like, not liking yeah. going into it because I know she can't sing. And I didn't like the fact that literally everybody else in that movie sounded fucking
fabulous.
Amazing.
Fabulous.
And the only reason that she's in this movie is because she's Emma Watson.
Yeah. And she's not even, I'm sorry, she's cute, but she's not that pretty.
Well, we couldn't even sing it in the rain this shit and like pretend that you could
have. You have to, okay, Netflix, promise me this is your homework.
Okay.
You have to watch Beauty and the Beast, the French version. Oh my, and it's like sexual tension and everything. Like there's no sexual tension.
I liked the movie otherwise. Like
no,
if they would have
costumes,
gotten,
oh
if
God.
They would have gotten just somebody else.
Even her dress was like bleh.
If they would have gotten somebody else
bleh.
To play her.
Yeah.
Just lift somebody like put someone else. Everything
yeah.
else was great. Everything else about
yeah.
it was great.
Like Cinderella. Liked, oh my God, Cinderella.
I saw recently. I actually really enjoyed
the
it.
The dress.
Her dress.
The dress.
The dress is gorgeous.
The guy. The prince.
Bro, Rob Stark.
Holy
was Prince
shit.
Charming.
And she's from Downton Abbey. Come on.
Rob Stark was
come
Prince Charming.
Come on. And,
Rob
and,
Stark.
And the evil stepmother.
Hashtag Rob Stark.
Come
no, okay. So we
on,
were having
Kate
this
Blanchett.
Conversation in the
gorgeous.
Car. We need to have this conversation
was,
with you because we were having this conversation.
Who should play Lucille Ball?
Who of all the actresses you do you know who's actually
I know.
Do you know who's actually playing Lucille Ball?
Yeah, isn't it Kate Blanchett?
It's Kate Blanchett. Yes. Okay. Who should play Lucille Ball?
It's what's her phrase? Grace.
Yes.
Deborah Messing.
Of course, Deborah Messing. Hello, Will and Grace is the modern day
yeah,
Lucy
and Ricky.
It
yeah.
is. Because Ethel and what's his face? Ethel and Fred
are Karen and Jack.
I love Karen and Jack.
They should have their own
Karen
spin-off.
Is my spirit
I really
animal.
I wanted the Karen and Jack spinoff. Yes. I don't know why that didn't happen.
Karen is my spirit animal.
I
She's
every,
everything
animal.
I want to be.
Everything.
She's everything.
Honey, what is this? What's happening? What's going on?
I love her.
I love
her. Oh, my God. Explain to me how she looks even better now than she did in
the I have a theory. I know that you neither one of you have seen the new season, and I'm not going to spoil anything.
No, I've seen pictures of her, but she's gorgeous.
But I know, and this isn't spoiling anything. This is just like wishful, like putting it out into the universe. And I tweeted it recently. You know how we've never seen Stan, right? And even in the original show, we've never seen Stan.
He never existed.
He existed. No, I think
he exists. All the characters have
All the characters have seen him. They've alluded to him. We've seen him. Like, she's talked to him off camera.
Like, you've seen the back of his head.
You've seen the back of his head. I think it would be the perfect full circle moment. Parks and Rec full circle moment.
Yeah.
If Nick Offerman plays Stan.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That would be fantastic.
Right?
That would be fantastic. I always loved Karen
with John Cleese?
No.
I did love that, though.
The other guy.
Okay.
Jurassic Park. What's his name? Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God, that was so cool! I forgot
that he was on there because he cameoed
like,
on
like
Friends
four
too.
Episodes.
Because
like
he was on Friends too, but I forgot that he was on.
I met him.
Vertical.
I met him.
Don't play so horizontal.
Adorable.
Play more vertical.
Mm-hmm. He's one of those ugly, I'll screw you anyway guys. You know, there's like this guy. It's like Javier Bardem is not necessarily good looking, but
he's playing Desi Arnaz.
Oh, but why him?
Why him?
He's an anti-Cuban man.
But
he's anti-freaking Cuban.
He's the only Hispanic actor you could get. Like, come to Miami. I could give you 30
Miami.
Fucking other guys.
Yes,
like,
thank you.
Fucking, oh, I'm so
I have
upset
to say,
about
have to
this
say,
whole.
I got very excited in one of the trailers.
I'm really scared for this movie.
Yeah, I got very excited at one of the trailers when I was watching The Kingsman, and it was called Geostorm, because holy shit, Andy Garcia is president.
Why can't Andy Garcia play Desi Arnaz?
Thank you.
That would have been great, too.
Thank you. And Andy Garcia in his day, shit, he was good. In the 80s, damn. Did you ever see Untouchables?
Yes.
He was very touchable. That was funny, Annie. Thank you.
How long did it take to set that up? That was funny.
I don't know.
She's been thinking about it for a while. She had it ready.
That was funny.
You want to sit down? No, I'm okay.
We'll take turns. I only have two bars to. Oh, I'm very funny when
she drinks.
That's right.
When I drink, I'm funny. At least I think I am.
That was funny.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of Cuban actors out there that could have played.
Vanessa made a point in the car on the way over here when we were having this whole I Love Lucy.
We've talked about this plenty of times.
Yeah, we're angry about this. We're going to write a strong.
I forgot her name.
Deborah Messing?
Deborah Messing. God, is she gorgeous. Somebody said I smile like her.
I could see
her. Yeah. Okay.
Unless they're going to do like the dramatic life of Lucy and Ricky. or Lucy and Desi, rather, like they're gonna play that version, behind the scenes. Then those two actors would be good for that.
Yeah,
but no,
like, but she's funny.
She's perfect,
Deborah Messing.
And then we made a like not so insensitive, like a pretty insensitive joke about it. We said that Deborah Messing didn't sleep with Harvey Weinstein, and that's what she.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hashtag too soon.
There you go.
Hashtag too soon. But you know, whatever.
Anyway. I love Deborah Messing.
I have one more thing that I wanted to bring up because it's hilarious.
Okay.
You said that before.
So I came across this.
Stephanie is our research and pre-planning department.
Research and development.
I just press the buttons.
I have to show you my monologue because I'll just say it's called Desperate Mergers.
Okay.
Mergers or murders?
Mergers.
Oh, because desperate murder sounds like it would be.
No, desperate mergers. No, I'll show it to you after you're offline.
Okay, hang on one second. I'm pulling
it. I'm actually going to enter
so,
it in a competition.
Seth Rogen's mom, apparently, like, she's Jewish, right? Like,
really?
Shocker.
And.
Color me surprised.
Jewish moms, Hispanic moms, Italian
same thing.
Moms.
Same thing.
We all have this reputation.
Except for Anglo moms, we're probably pretty much saying that you're cold ass. Bitches.
Basically.
Get off my lawn.
We kind of all do this thing where. Y'all done?
Yeah.
We basically all do this thing where we stalk our children.
Yes.
I
don't do that. Well,
sure,
not that
Jen.
They
sure, Jen.
That they know.
They don't know.
Sprint, so Sprint family locator after midnight. It's like, where are you?
Okay. I was David and I. Sorry, David and I were talking about this the other day. Like, it's so much easier to be a parent these days. Like, you can find your kids now.
Yeah,
so much easier because,
like, there's no like, oh, mom, I'm here when you're actually
really
like,
FaceTime me.
Yeah,
really let drop a pin.
Yeah, let me see where you are. Show me.
Yeah,
show me. Show me right now. Drop a pin.
Drop a pin. I already know where you are, but drop a pin.
Drop a pin.
Show me.
It's true.
Drop a pin. My sister-in-law got caught with that one. She said she was doing the, oh, I'm sleeping over at this person's house. My mother was like, yeah. My mother-in-law was like, really? Yeah, drop a pin.
What's drop a pin?
Like, you drop a pin where your location is.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay,
you
okay.
know how to do this. I'm going to show you how to do that so you can catch them doing shit.
I have the locator thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't even call him. I'm just like, where is he? Oh, he's driving. I can see him. Like, are you on your way home? Yes, I know. I can see you. Okay, go ahead.
So, anyway, so Seth Rogen's mom apparently had been calling him for a couple of days, and she didn't hear from him. So, she took to Twitter.
Of course.
So, she tweeted at him, Seth Rogen, where are you? And everybody, so he wrote back, when you don't answer your mom's phone call for a couple of days, and retweeted her tweet. So, people came out of the woodwork and go, when your mom gives you a day, shit, I get repeat phone calls and so does my husband. Then I call back and she wants to chat. You're lucky, Seth. Yeah. I miss a text and she sends police to my house.
Exactly.
And I have to explain that my mother is crazy. Mine threatened to file a missing persons report. Then she called me at 3 a.m. crying, asking, why don't you love me? Way to wake me up. Moms everywhere cheering at Sandy Rogen. If you want to know fear, step into the mind of a mom who worries.
Thank you.
Moms
Amen.
Have three theories after 24 hours. You're dead, you're in the hospital, or you've been kidnapped. I'm sorry, but that's just facts.
Exactly.
Always answer when mom calls. Mom straight up track you down if you don't answer. And then she finally tweeted back to everyone just to know he did finally. Seth Rogen's mom's Twitter is the purest thing I've ever seen. Please protect her at all costs.
Oh my gosh. Aww. But it's so cute, but it's so true. And wait until you guys have teenagers. That's like freaking
I'm
you
not
out.
Ready for that.
It's like, yeah, my son always tells me, he goes, I'm not doing drugs. I'm like, yeah, I know, because I kept doing the subliminal messages, so I'm sure that worked. But you know, because I always worry. You always worry. And it's like for the rest of your life, and as they get bigger and you don't have control as to where they are.
Well,
yeah, but now we can track them down.
Yeah, we can track them down.
Well, my dad still calls my grandmother to let her know that he's
alive
safely. Yeah.
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 I have to do that to my mom, too. Oh, my God.
I do, too.
If I don't answer my mom, it's like one call after another call after another call. And then she starts calling.
Yeah, but just because we live in the same house doesn't mean that bitch still doesn't fucking call me all the time. Like, she's
true.
Like, she knows
where. Your mom lives with you?
Yeah. So, like, just because. Annie's face right now.
I love my mother, but I don't think we could ever live together.
It's helpful. It's helpful with children.
With the baby.
Yeah, but do you get along?
Ish.
Lately that I've been dying, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because she's being nice.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I love my mother, but and we both agree we could not live together.
Mom and I agree as well. We don't want to live together.
No.
No, she doesn't understand this part of my life. She doesn't get it.
My mom doesn't either.
It's called Come Mierderia.
Well, my mom thinks the podcasting is Come Mierderia, but like she also knows that, like, but on Fridays, like, she knows that I go to Vanessa's house. Like, yeah. Unless we're like doing something like this where we're traveling or something, but it's rare. Like, we're not, this isn't often. Like, 90% of the time we're at Vanessa's house. And it's like, where are you? But where are you going?
Yeah, I've been looking forward to tonight for a long time.
Really?
Not at my house.
Oh, thank you. I was gonna do crafts with you, but I'm shit faced.
But it's Friday, like, you know where we're going. Like,
but it's not Friday; it's Thursday.
Well, nothing ruins your Friday like realizing it's Thursday.
Shut up, Annie.
Oh, it's Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Ooh.
Okay, Annie's really drunk, guys.
I am telling you, wine does things to me that, like. I have to
Twitter.
Tell you.
I mean, Tinder.
Yes.
But about it, she's.
But
coming.
You know, one of the things I did is I did put like cinnamon vodka. That's what made the glaze.
Is that? Okay. Let's blame the cinnamon vodka.
Cinnamon vodka.
That's
cinnamon.
Okay. Never mind cinnamon. That. Never mind that alcohol cinnamon. Gets absorbed out when you heat it. But that's cinnamon. Fine.
Yeah, no. But cinnamon. I pour like straight, like right on top of the meatballs. Like cinnamon. I don't heat it up. I just put it on the meatballs. Like,
okay.
A glaze.
Gotcha.
The last step.
last a little bit for the meatballs, a little bit for
a little bit for Annie. It's nothing, a little more for the meatballs.
Nothing like some well drenched. Nothing like some well drenched balls.
All right. Well drenched balls. Write that shit down.
And on that note,
them sweaty balls. Them Lord. Sugary sweaty balls.
All right. Well.
All right, guys. So, what did we think of the wine?
Annie,
what did you think of the wine?
Oh, the wine was delicious. It did what it's supposed to do. It's delicious.
Guys, just a reminder, we are drinking a Phantom Chardonnay from Boggle Vineyards.
It haunts you even after you drink it.
Oh, I like this. In the dark recesses of the cellar, you sense a presence and hear footsteps in the shadows. A glimpse of muddy boots and old blue jeans.
Ooh.
The lurking legacies.
On the floor?
Hard work.
No, wait. Go on with the blue jeans and the boots on the floor.
It says it's not sexy, Annie.
Yes, it is. Wine is always sexy.
A glimpse of muddy boots and old blue jeans.
On the floor.
It doesn't say anything about on the floor.
I say it's on the floor. I am imagining my own phantom. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'd like to be possessed. Come on in.
Phantom Chardonnay emerges from the darkness, enticing us with its rich layers. Green apple and pear transform into spicy flavors of freshly baked apple pie, while barrel fermentation imparts a creamy, luscious... No, it says fermentation.
I like that.
Who said fermented?
I did.
Okay, no, it says fermentation.
The ghost said that.
That's what I was like. I thought Stephanie said it, and she's not even holding her microphone. I'm like, that's really creepy.
I like this description.
It imparts a creamy, luscious mouthfeel.
Ooh, a creamy, luscious mouthfeel. That's what he said. Okay. Anyway.
French oak whispers sweet notes of vanilla and melted caramel. I really like this, and notes I don't like white wine.
Sweet notes or nuts?
Notes.
I like sweet
It does
nuts.
Smell kind of caramelly now that I'm like sniffing the bottle.
Let's snort the bottle, shall we? Oh my gosh. I hadn't smelled it before. It smells very good. Where's the cork?
Oh, I put it in my purse.
Oh, she keeps the cork.
Yeah, I have a little like lantern at home, and I keep all of our the mama's corks in.
That's a good one. I'm gonna buy this.
It was really good.
How much was it?
$20.
Yeah,
nice.
Like $18 or $19.
Yeah, when
thank you.
Was like
thank
bucks.
You so much. That's very nice. I don't remember the last time somebody spent $18-$20 on a bottle of wine.
Well, that's because we figured we only buy one bottle, we splurge.
No, I got a Trader Joe's. I got the $2.99 special.
The $5 wine from Target is really,
really
good. The California Roots.
Ooh, okay.
We had the red blend a couple weeks ago, and it was fantastic.
I love white wine. Right?
They have a Chardonnay, and I believe they have another white wine.
I love Johannesburg Rieslings. I love Rieslings. Rieslings are very good.
We need to try a Shiraz.
We had a Riesling. Oh, yes, Shiraz is good. Shiraz. I don't know. I feel like that's like some black like soul singer. Shiraz.
It could be.
I forget American. I'm sorry.
So, two thumbs up for our wine. We really
three.
Okay, three. I only have two hands, but three thumbs
I have
up.
Three. Look at my thumb.
Okay.
It's a wacky thumb.
Oh my god!
Look at it. It's a weird thumb.
On that note, thanks for checking us out, guys. You can find us on the Geek Bro Network, where you can find all of our brother sister podcasts. What's Up, Bro? Mount Geekmore, Zeroes on Heroes. What's Good? Comedy Fitness. I lost track. Who did I say?
Mount Geekmore,
Zeroes on Heroes.
What's Up, Bro?
Comedy Fitness. Shiver. Seasons. Talking Geek.
Mm-hmm. Woobo. The other one.
What's Good?
That one.
I think we got everyone. I think we nailed all of them.
That's what she said. Anyway.
Cheers, guys.
And watch Indiana Jones.
Yes, Indiana Jones on YouTube, on Facebook.
Yes.
Mamas and Merlot, send us your wine recommendations. MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. Same across Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have a Tumblr. So, yeah. send us. Talk to us, guys. We want to know what you're thinking.
Yes. And watch me, please.
Yes.
Why? Watch me.
Wash
me.
Wash Annie.
I do cocktails and stuff.
She does,
I did
and
one
crafts.
That was. Did you see the gorgeous one I did, Morticia's Kiss? It is gorgeous.
I'll have to go back and watch it.
I have to show it to you.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
All right, guys. Cheers and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.